Blog Talk Radio.
This is Everything Home, the transformational show about life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness delivered by good people doing good business and good things. Let's take the word freedom. Wouldn't it be great to have more professional freedom, personal freedom, and how about financial freedom? Every week, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content, interviews experts, entrepreneurs, professionals, and purpose-driven people to share their stories, their passions, and provide real-life, tangible takeaways. Get ready to be entertained, yet learn some incredible information. This is Everything Home, and this is Michelle Swinnick.
It's noon in America, Rustin County, Arizona, and time for your weekly Trifecta Nooner with Michelle on the Everything Home Dog Radio Show. We're your censorship-free safe space sanctuary, speakeasy for patriots. Our TGIF Live studio audience is ready for a fun and fact-filled show, and of course the weekend, so they can listen to many of the 509 segments from our 214 partners. You can join them by going to the Take Action tab on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, and click the Purpose-Driven Partner segment page and scroll through the episodes. Put on your common sense caps, we the people. Grab your pen and paper for all the quality content you're about to hear. It's Rejuvenation July and Patriotism Month. Time to take action to make your business, your life, and this country better. That's Take Action, BLC, you know, the B and the L and the C. Today's topic's on episode 237, Human Trafficking, Fastest Math Tutor, Connect with Wildlife, Increase Your Profits, Strategic Hashtag, Faith in God Today, Patriotism in America, and special guest Dr. John Diamond and George Lombardi. Delivered by our partners at Everything Home, Socially Conscious Referral Network, and Marketplace. They're good people doing good business and good things.
Are you ready?
Today's lineup, Mitzi Purdue. God, I love that woman. Saving lives and stopping human trafficking for good. Don Sevcik, founder of Math Celebrity, the fastest free math tutor on the planet. Joanne Sullum, connecting with nature and wildlife to find peace in your life. Steve Cypress, brilliant man. And it's funny, too. A profit maximizer for small business owners and entrepreneurs. Increase your sales, people. Tamager Lanan, hashtag marketing expert. She's the one with the blue hair. She's great, too. How to be found on social media for free. And our two special guests sitting shotgun in Michelle's patriotic soapbox at 1 p.m., Dr. John Diamond. He's the director of news and journalism for the Content 2021 Film Festival. Host of America Unhinged and a featured speaker in the free Common Sense Summit, August 2nd. He's talking about how your faith and belief in God will save America. You can sign up for the summit on our virtual events page at the Take Action tab on our website. It's free. Incredible speakers. At 1:30, George Lombardi. He's an international social media strategist and patriotic advocate who started most of the 150 Facebook Trump support groups, which totaled over 12 million followers before the tyrannical censorship platform purged most in 2018. We're going to discuss patriotism in America today, so be sure to stick around for the second hour of the show. Facts, truth, take action, items, resources, and of course, a little entertainment. Visit everythinghomeresourceplatform.com for more information on today's guests, their websites, their own shows, and everything you need to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. One location for all the information. Literally, Commit Resource Platform. We're live every Monday, Wednesday, Friday at 12 p.m. Pacific time. Go to everythinghomelive.com. That's everythinghomelive.com. And the link is also at the top of our homepage, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Breaking news. Number one, are you wondering why the prices at the grocery store are so high? Did you know the government is paying farmers to destroy their crops? There's two options. The government can fly over and spray the good old-fashioned Agent Orange, or if the farmers do it themselves, they'll get paid an extra $600 an acre. Big Brother will be watching via satellite. That's actually in the letters they get to make sure enough of your food supply is gone. Oh, my gosh. Number two, a report by the Center for Countering Digital Hate. That's actually a thing that you paid for with your hard-earned tax dollars. Amazing how much money they waste. They have determined that the vast majority of the COVID-19 anti-vaccine misinformation, disinformation, and conspiracy theories originated from just 12 people. And they've named them the Disinformation Dozen. That's Dr. Joseph Mercola, Robert F. Kennedy Jr., Ty and Charlene Bollinger, Dr. Sherry Tenpenny, Riza Islam, Dr. Rashid Batar, Aaron Elizabeth, Sayer G., Dr. Kelly Brogan, Dr. Christian Northrup. She's on episode 230, which Spotify took down twice. Dr. Ben Tapper and Kevin Jenkins. So for the 51% of you smart people who haven't taken the non-vaccine, keep listening to the data-driven dozen of truth tellers. And remember, it's not a vaccine, but an experimental bioweapon with mRNA and nanotechnology spike proteins. Where are my P's today? Tracking devices, operating systems, graphene, fetal tissue from aborted babies. And the name of the patent is Luciferase. Don't dig it. It's July 23rd, day 494 of 15 days to slow the spread.
Snap out of it.
It's time to rip off your dirty mask, and please don't start wearing them again. They don't work. They actually make you sick. It's scientifically proven. Come on, people. It's on the box. 12 studies. They don't do anything but make you sick and are a symbolism of control and tyranny. Just say no to the non-vaccine because it will kill you. Just a matter of time. Listen to Dr. Brian Ardis on episode 223 if you don't believe me. Or Dr. Christiane Northrup. She's part of that dirty dozen. And go back to normal, people. It's time to reclaim your freedom. Get your rear end to a school board meeting and your city council meeting. It's time to take action to stand up to the Nazi regime by joining one of our partners' groups. The Take Action tab. Must follow. Must join. Get involved today. Fight for your freedoms because they're not going to end this political propaganda pandemic. You got to stop acting like we the sheeple. It's time to take back our country and reopen America 100%.
Bart, just look out the window. It'll take your mind off the pain.
See you later, inoculator.
You can run, but nobody escapes the needle.
Now, that wasn't so bad, was it, Bart? You know, sometimes the fear of...
Whoa, something's wrong. I can't hear.
Doctor, perform a diagnosis.
I'm afraid the inoculation has swollen his ear holes shut. Maybe this would be a good time to talk about side effects. The boy's hearing should clear up in a day. If it doesn't, call me in the Bahamas. For now, he can express himself with this complimentary pen.
Cool.
Oh, it's a good pen. Try it out. That was a malpractice waiver, fool.
Now it's time to meet the partners of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network. Today's topic is on episode 237, Human Trafficking, Fastest Mass Tutor, Connect with Wildlife, Increase Your Profits, hashtag, or shall I say strategic hashtags, Faith in God Today, Patriotism in America, and special guest Dr. John Diamond and George Lombardi.
Let's get ready to rumble!
First up is one of my faves, all-star partner, Mitzi Perdue. She's the queen of family business, author, and founder of Win This Fight, a nonprofit organization which saves lives and stops human trafficking for good. Big round of applause for one of my favorite partners. Mitzi Perdue, how are you, my dear?
Well, absolutely enchanted to be on. I hope there's not too much echo where I'm speaking. Is it okay? I'll tell you why there's an echo.
Yeah.
Okay, you all have to forgive me for this because I'm at Freedom Fest in South Dakota, and there's a great big conference hall, and I can't be outside, which I wanted to be, but because there are all these jackhammers going on, I can't be inside the convention hall because there are all these people jabbering away, so I'm in a stairwell.
You're so awesome to do that for me. In the audience, thank you so much. So I know we want to talk about, obviously, human trafficking, but just give us a quick rundown on what's going on at the Freedom Fest.
Well, I'm going to guess that what I'm about to say is going to be very congenial to you and to the rest of our audience. I just heard Dr. Drew talk at lunch, and he was talking about how the lockdowns just don't make any sense. He said that, as far as he's concerned, the the virus is just going to burn its way through the populations. He said that vaccines will make a difference, so we can argue about that. But he did say the lockdowns basically made no difference because you can't contain a virus like that. So he's totally against all the states that did lockdowns, and then he was pointing out how much better the states that didn't do lockdowns have done. Because you might get sick either way. You might get sick either way, but at least one way you have a chance of job and that the businesses that you depend on in your neighborhood survive. So
exactly.
So we are talking about a guy who was not a fan of the lockdowns.
Well, we like those people. Yeah, we like that. We like that attitude.
Yeah. I mean, I loved it because in his audience, I'm going to guess it was a lunch audience, and maybe there were 300 people there, and everyone agreed with him. They were just applauding and clapping, and, you know, and he clearly looked happy to see people who were agreeing with what he had to say. He's also very upset about the amount of interference the government has in his ability to practice medicine. And I don't want to get us kicked off or blocked, but he was mentioning some therapies that he thinks are effective. And are we going to be blocked if I say names?
Oh, no, you can. It's on my website, too, so if people just want to go to the COVID tab, you can get all of the treatments that actually work, you know, like your ivermectin, your HCQ, and your budesonide. It's all – and prophylactic treatments are all there, too. So go ahead, Minty. What did he say? But I want to focus on you, so just be quick. I want to talk about human trafficking.
Okay, I can be real quick. You just mentioned what he mentioned, so we're good.
I'm not a doctor, people, but I've interviewed many of them on the show since this whole thing started. We've had them on since June. So just facts, you know, we just deal with facts here on the Everything Home platform. So Mitzi, what are you talking about? And then jump into human trafficking. You're not talking about human trafficking at the Freedom Fest, are you?
I certainly am.
And I'll
be on. Yeah, what's really thrilling for me is in about 25 minutes, I will be on the main stage in front of 2,500 people.
Oh,
and
awesome.
I'll be elaborating on a theme that I've shared with you before, but it's going after traffickers for financial crimes. But what's new since I talked with you last, the model that we have of getting traffickers for, I mean, any money that you get from trafficking is illegal. I mean, there's a crime involved. But you can't spend it. You can't go buy your Lamborghini or your yacht or your fabulous new mansion by just going to the bank and depositing cash of a quarter of a million or whatever. Because if you do, there will be a suspicious activity report. And basically, so you've got all this money and you have to launder it somehow. Well, in the act of laundering, you're also committing a crime. And right now, the efforts that I'm involved with, we now have like 10 different countries who want to be part of the plan to go after them for financial crimes. There's a vast array of ex-military, maybe retired IRS, Treasury Department. There are a lot of people who know how to penetrate the dark web, how to follow money flows. And then when somebody tries to convert it illegally, you know, to do the money laundering, we may be able to catch a good bit of them. And that's kind of exciting. Because, look, why do people engage in human trafficking anyway? And I'll give you the answer. That was a rhetorical question. They do it for the money.
Mm-hmm.
In fact, I was talking with a woman here who's also in anti-trafficking, and she said something just absolutely blew my mind. She said that a very typical price for one trick might be $1,000. A guy gets her to do quite a few tricks in the course of a night, and he takes all the money. I mean, he's got that money, and somehow, you know, if he wants to spend it, he's got to launder it. And he's so vulnerable at the moment when he's trying to launder the money. And so right now, I'm going to list off some countries that I've been talking with recently. India, Taiwan, Singapore. Did I mention Hong Kong? Then also the United Kingdom and the and Australia. These are all people who want to use the techniques that we're developing for combating human trafficking by combating, taking away the profits. And the other beautiful part in this is, at this moment, only one trafficker in 100, or even less than that, is going to have any kind of penalty for this criminal activity. He's, you know, he might make $1 million a year if he's got four, if he's in Manhattan and running four girls, no taxes on it, and virtually no chance of doing jail time for it. We can change that. We can attack the root of human trafficking.
How willing is our own government and elected elite in participating in stopping this, since the borders wide open, which is just giving them more inventory to add into the human trafficking sex slave industry?
It's kind of discouraging because, you know, those young kids who are coming across the border, how many of them do you think end up with nice, stable homes? And how many are just sort of let loose and the traffickers are waiting for them?
Zero homes that are nice, all trafficked, 100% trafficked.
That's
my guess.
Kind of what I think. That's what I think. And I've been talking with people who are in law enforcement. Our local sheriff went recently to the border. And my impression is, again, that it's just inconceivable that we could let this happen. I mean, there are people who are suffering and will be scarred for the rest of their lives, and their lives may end up being short. Because if you're a kid, let's say you're 12 years old, and you're being trafficked, you may be forced to have sex 10 times. I've even heard some people say, I wonder if I believe them, but 40 times a night.
Oh, my God.
And if you're in that situation, in 7 years, you're likely to be dead, and it's going to be suicide, drug overdose, or murder for your organs.
And again, the border is wide open by design. And what you're discussing is not top secret.
And I'm not all that.
Everybody knows
I'm
about
it.
I'm
not all that happy. Yeah, and I'm not all that happy that the Cubans are kept out. These are people that the Cubans, I mean, they're the ones who really deserve. I mean, they're at risk if they go back to their country. You know, they may be imprisoned or killed. And we're not giving them asylum? I mean, to my mind, they're the ones who really deserve asylum.
Well, they're waving American flags. They want freedom. And our government said, hey, you come across in these boats, forget it. We're turning you around. We're going to let everybody else in, but not the people who are waving those flags, those people who want to run away and be away from being suppressed. So it's opposite land, Mitzi, but at least you're in the land of freedom works or freedom fighting right now in South Dakota, Governor.
Yeah,
Christine, did you meet her by the chance? Did you meet Christine?
I heard her. I heard her. I was up close and personal, but I didn't actually meet her. But she's wildly popular, at least with this audience. And she makes so much sense. She's unpretentious. She's just there to serve.
Yeah.
And
opposite land.
After hearing her, I just ended up loving her and thinking, you know, she's one of the good guys. Why is she being attacked?
They love to attract. People who love this country. Go ahead. And I know you got to go because you got to go jump on the main stage, you said. How exciting for you.
I do. Yeah, and I want to put on my makeup instead of look like this horrible person that I am right now.
You're beautiful.
My dear mother used to say, a little powder, a little paint quickly makes us what we ain't. And so I need my powder and paint to feel self-confident. but actually, you know, I'm joking, but I'm not joking, because under the stage lights, they drain out the color in your cheeks, just gets sucked away. So you don't look good unless you put on makeup.
All right,
won't look good either way. But
no,
I want to give myself a fighting chance.
You're beautiful, and I still can't believe the age that you are, because it's just you're a classic. You're a classic, my dear. Go enjoy your event. Go have a great time. Tell the truth. Convince that audience that you're the one that's going to help save the day, and it's winthisfight.org. Is that correct, the website?
Yeah. Hey, I got one other thing that I'd love to share with everybody. First of all, thank you for what your comments about my age. I'm 80 and proud of it. But the other thing is, if anybody happens to have a smartphone handy, if you want to get hold of me, I've got this new technique for doing it. And it's texting Mitzi, M-I-T-Z-I, to 55312. And I just love to hear from people. So Mitzi at 55312.
Awesome. And I will make sure that we promote that on social media and the website. You're the best, Mitzi Purdue. We still need to chat off
you're
air.
You're the best.
Thank you.
You're the best. But, boy, I'm running to the ladies' room to go slather on my lipstick and eyebrow pencil and all the rest.
Awesome. Thank you for spending time with us in the stairwell.
Thank you. Till next time. Bye-bye.
Of course. Of course. Mitzi Purdue, everybody. What an awesome, awesome lady. So go check out the website, winthisfight.org, about human trafficking. She is tackling it as best as she can. Interesting how the other countries are on board and not our own government. Mm-hmm. So make sure you text Mitzi, M-I-T-Z-I, to 55312 to get involved and learn some more. Contact her. She loves to talk to people. All right, we are a little bit over, but I had to let her chat. She's going to be in a stairwell. Well, I had to give her a little time. All right, my next guest is Don Sebeck. He's the founder of Math Celebrity, the fastest math tutor on the planet. Audience, big round of applause. He's going to make everybody's life easier. Hey, Don, thanks for being patient. I felt like I had to give her some time. She's crouched in a stairwell during an event. She made time for us on location, so I gave her a few extra minutes.
Yeah, I'm glad to be back. Thanks for having me.
Hey, you're welcome. So just give a refresher on what Math Celebrity is so people can start using it today, parents, students, all of the above.
Sure. If you're a parent and you're wasting time on math homework or pulling your hair out or you've got headaches when it's time to do math, instead of combing through a textbook and trying to figure out what you did years ago when you were in school, you can type your math problem in, push the button, and in a split second, we will show you the step-by-step work as well as the answer. So we start at second grade. We go all the way through college. And we're a supplement to the curriculum. So it's basically a way to cut down your math homework time from 1, 2, 3 hours to 10 or 15 minutes and be happy about it and not have a headache.
And it's great for people that are doing homeschooling, which I have a feeling is going to become very popular this year. So that is a great tool. So make sure you let people know, anyone that's listening, that has children or they have, you know, any age, second grade to college, to check that out because they're going to need the help. And, you know, considering they spend so much time in these schools talking just about critical race theory rather than history and math and science, I think you might want to just teach that portion, you know, mathematics at home to your kids directly because they'll probably get better use out of it and maybe learn the right way to do things. So, Don, give me some examples of feedback that you're getting just recently on how this is making people's lives and saving time for the parents.
Well, the biggest piece of feedback we get from parents is where was this when I was in high school? Because parents remember vividly how much of a struggle math was and how much time it took. But then when they're working with their kids, some of the parents are actually, before the homework assignment starts, they will go run the problem on our site. It will instantly jog their memory, and then they can go to their kids and explain it to them without having to comb back through the textbook and look at some of the old examples. So really what it's doing is it's making mom and dad the hero, and it's saving them time when they go through the problem to show them how to explain it. Now, I know a lot of parents are struggling with this Common Core for people that have to deal with that. So what we did is if there's a way to do a math problem that both the traditional way, which is how most of us learned, and the Common Core way, what I've done is I put on each calculator both ways so you can see them stacked up next to each other side by side. And I know Common Core is a pain, and I'm not a big fan of it either, but we've made the learning easy. So when mom and dad look at the traditional method and then switch over to the Common Core method on our site, they can usually pick it up within a few minutes.
I don't have kids, so I'm not in the Common Core world, so I haven't seen an example of it. I'm not quite sure we want to scare anybody that has gotten past that, or maybe we should just give them a warning. How drastically different is it on a math problem? Like, what are they doing? They do backwards? What do they do?
it's just a different way of learning. I mean, the feedback I've gotten from most parents is just that this is not how we learned, and this is not how I want to teach my kid. I mean, some people like it, but the biggest problem I have with schools forcing Common Core down parents' and students' throat is this. The end game of school is what? It's not to get a degree. It's not for bragging rights. It's so we move on to either A, a career, or B, running our own business. Now, when we do a career or a business, what is the end game? We're trying to serve a client or produce a product, which in turn gets us paid. Do you really think your boss cares how you finish the end product and got the money, or how you made your client happy? Your client only cares about the end result. And so that's the big problem I have with forcing students to Common Core, is the end game is what matters, not how you got there. And so I think the problem in schools with Common Core is just they should let the student figure out their own way how to get to the answer, because then that develops creativity, right? If you try to box somebody in to a method of solution that they're not used to, they're going to struggle. I mean, case in point is I was working with a mom who's helping her kid get pass the SAT exams. And she said that the course in school was very rigid, like, you know, do this problem, here's how you do it, and that's it. And I discovered the problem right away when the mom was talking to me. And you can always pick up clues by the word that people use. And here's what I mean. The mom says, this just doesn't sound right. I'm just, it doesn't resonate with me. Well, those two words are huge clues. Mom is an audio learner. So what I mean by that is we all process information a different way. Some people are visual learners, right? They like bright, vivid images. Some people like to hear sounds, right? We listen to podcasts, we listen to radio shows, and some people like the text, right? They want to read. They want to be in a quiet room and just kind of scan the text. So if you're a visual teacher trying to ram your lesson down somebody who is an audio learner, there's a mismatch there. So the way we solved that problem was we set up the SAT ACT prep program to do all three methods of learning. So what I mean by that is there's a visual demonstration, there's an audio recording of the answer, and then there's text, which the person can scan. So now if somebody learns in two different senses, maybe they like to hear the audio and read the text at the same time, you've just increased the probability that you're going to connect with them on their sensory level. So this is the big problem in schools and training programs is if I love to hear audio, but I'm trying to teach everybody in audio, it's not going to get through, right? Because we all have different senses that we learn in. And so I think that's been the big breakthrough lately is teaching to sensory preference.
That's brilliant. I'm so glad that you guys expanded that because it makes more sense. And as we talked about on the show before, a lot of the times the way the teacher explains it is not connecting with the students for those particular reasons. And also sometimes the way the teacher explains it is not necessarily correct. So it also frustrates the students and then they can't figure out why. But your platform, because of how you've structured, in addition to these three types of learning, it also shows student how they get to that so they understand the why behind it, so then it's not just going through the motions of actually figuring out a math problem so they can relate it to other things in their life and it becomes more of learning, a different way to learn. So it's just brilliant, and I'm so glad that we met so many months ago where you've been sharing this, and it's such a great, incredible tool. So give the website for everybody, Don.
Sure, it's masscelebrity.com, spelled just like it sounds, masscelebrity.com.
And you're at how many downloads? I think you were at just over 6 million last time, so it's got to be over that now, right?
Yeah, last year was 6.2 million unique students and parents from 235 countries. This year we're on pace for about 7.5 million, so it's exciting times.
Awesome. And again, everyone, I encourage you to share this with everybody you know. It's free, and it's going to help parents and the students, because what they're learning in school is junk, garbage, yucky. We don't like it. So thank you, Don. I appreciate it. We will talk to you next month, my friend.
Thanks for having me. Have an awesome weekend.
You too. Yeah, it's really an incredible tool. Anytime I see a teacher, anytime I see a student, I tell them to go ahead and check that out. So I encourage you to do that too at masscelebrity.com. All right, we are over. It's 12:29, and it's time for a little bit of a grounding, a little bit of a peace through the wildlife, but just as a reminder for everybody, just want to tell you about our marketplace. Our marketplace is where we have partnered with 57. It's actually more than that, but I can't. I have to change everything. I'm not doing that. This website is immense. We partner with 57 different well-known websites and brands. So whenever you go to our website, which is on the tab, the marketplace tab, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, you click on that, look at all of the different products and services. You're going to recognize probably 99% of them. So go there when you ever want to buy anything first, because 2 to 20% of your total purchase is donated to our nonprofit partners helping vets, pets, kids, and freedom. So go check that out. And of course, we've got MyPillow, where you've got our promo code HOME. Mike is donating 20%, and who runs specials all the time. You get savings up to 66%. They have incredible products. There's actually 110 different products, so it's not just pillows and towels and sheets, even though they are awesome. I'm speaking from experience. I bought them before we even got a chance, before I even met him, before I even got involved with promoting him. I just want to support him and everything that he's standing for in this country. And of course, he has his cyber symposium in the second week of August. So we'll talk about that later, but that's something everybody needs to tune into. Promo code is HOME, H-O-M-E. You can go directly to mypillow.com, plug that in. And then, of course, don't forget, it's Patriotism Month. We have four different companies on our website, the marketplace, in order to buy some awesome patriotic products. Everything that you can imagine is there. Our buddy Steve Stern over at Flag Shirts, he's one of them, and I Love My Freedom, that's another. There's two other ones there too. Literally everything's there. So go check it out, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Click the marketplace tab and go buy some stuff and help some people. You'll never pay more if you go there to their sites directly. So don't worry about that. And they usually run specials, so you get something and you help somebody else out, and you don't have to make a donation. How awesome is that? All right, let's bring on Joanne. Joanne Helfert Sullum. She's an artist, author of Evolution of a Wild Heart, and a wildlife advocate. This woman is responsible for making me stare out the window at the rabbits and putting a plant in my office. Big round of applause. Joanne, how are you?
Good. How are you, Michelle?
I am good. I moved my plants onto a little step stool that I pulled out of the garage, and I'm staring at it right now, and it's doing fabulous because, of course, I use the filtered water, and I use that filtered water outside on the plant, which I can't believe how much it's grown. And the stink eye rabbit we talked about last time is gone, and the two little ones are very friendly. So I need to find a new animal friend.
You do. So, yeah, that's great. Now, did you name your plant?
Oh, no.
Forgot to name your plant.
Okay, I'm writing it down now. Name plant.
All right.
I'll do it today. I promise. Yeah, name plant.
Okay.
Name plant. So did I get like a C+ for today because I forgot to name the plant?
Yes, you do. You do. You get a B. I'm going to give you a B for today.
Yay,
okay?
A B.
Yay.
higher than the grades I got in college. We won't go there and talk about that.
It's funny because I you know, I was away for a few days and my daughter was taking care of my plants for me, and I was like, well, how's Littlest doing? And she's like, she's good, you know, I had to give her a bath outside, and you know, she's at Boston Fern. And I said, what about Mabel? You know, so if anybody listened to the conversation, you'd think we were talking about people.
Right.
We're talking about the house plants.
But you know, it's these little things. And as we talked about before, you know, the few minutes that I would go out there with the stink eye rabbit, I didn't actually go outside. I just stared out the window. You got a chance to step away from everything you were doing, and you had maybe 2-3 minutes of no stress and like maybe quiet time where you're focused on something that had nothing to do with the bad stuff that you're kind of doing during the day. So it makes sense, and it might sound a little silly, but it's really not. Talk about the importance of kind of being grounded back to nature, putting your feet in the grass, and you know, finding your little animal friends.
Right. Yeah. I mean, it's so important because we are nature. We are connected. And I know I say this a lot, but the repetition of it, hopefully, you'll sink in one day. And you don't need a lot of time. It's just taking a few minutes to actually just absorb the energy from the planet and the earth and then return the favor, you know, by doing something nice, taking care of your plants, putting bird feeder up, whatever it is that you connect to, the ocean, the forest, all those things. And then also finding your own animal spirit. I'm curious to know if now that the stink-eyed rabbit has left you and you had gotten some, you kind of was getting some of the messages from it, did that resolve itself after? Were you able to recognize and move on from that, whatever that message was from him?
I think so. I think it was more symbolic of a bigger picture. So it wasn't necessarily a couple specifics. I think it was, it had a much bigger meaning because there was a much bigger issue. So I think, because literally he's poof, one day he was just gone. And then two little guys showed up, but they're very friendly. And they, you know, they like to hang out a lot in the front here. So, interesting.
It's a different message now. It's a different, you know, maybe it's not even a message from them. Maybe they're just hanging out and she's really cool. The stink eye rabbit took care of everything with her. And now we're good. You know, we're family.
And you know, when we're saying this, somebody's just tuning in. They're like, you know, these people are talking to animals and they're just kind of making a correlation. It's almost like when you go to a psychic and the psychic is like, all right, so I see somebody in your family starts with a letter A and you're like, no, a C, a D, a J, a K, an L, a B, an R. And they just keep going until it meets what they want you to believe. But actually, when it comes to these animals, I think it means a little bit more than that. I think there is a connection there when certain ones show up, or there's some sort of like whatever their meaning is. I think it's legit. You want to mention that? Well, like when birds and certain ones show up at certain times, or all that. I'm not going to do a very good job of explaining it, so I'll let you do that.
No. Before we talked about it, I'm sure that you would say that there was something a little bit more than just this rabbit being outside looking at you, right? You would say that's true? Okay, so I was just helping you bring that to your awareness and giving you a little direction in what that possibly could be. I don't know any of your details about it at all. You do. But it wasn't foo-foo-y like that. It was a real thing. And we do get messages all the time. We're just not always paying attention to it. Like I think I told you the story about the monkey that I used to babysit for, Shelby. I had a monkey that I used to watch for somebody.
A monkey?
Animal. it was a little spider monkey. And it was at a time in my life that was absolutely insane. I was taking on way too much, and I had my two young kids and a business, and there I was sitting on the couch at 12 o'clock at night. I still had a couple hours left of stuff to do, and I was folding laundry, and Shelby kept jumping up on my shoulder, pulling my hair and jumping on my head, and he would do that every night, and I wasn't paying attention to it. And then actually the shaman that I work with, she said, you were getting a message from Shelby to slow down and have some fun, which I wasn't. And it took me a little while to get that message. But it would have been nice if I had that knowledge then to recognize that message, you know, because it was very specific what he was doing to me. He wasn't doing it to anybody else in the family. He was doing it to me. He was just kept jumping on me and pulling my hair and then jumping off and then, you know, come play. You are working too hard. You need to rest too. And that message didn't catch me then. And now I pay attention to everything that comes around. And I know you can tune in to, and there's ways, and that's what I am working on now with that shaman. I know, you know, we got delayed because of other projects and finishing up the book and stuff, but we are working on that right now and doing a shamanic journey. It's going to be a 3-module course that people, it's self-guided, that people could be able to take and find your animal spirit and get the message that maybe you're having a dream about or you've seen an animal, and it's with no influence on what the results.
Interesting.
Or maybe it'll be something else that'll show up.
Well, and it's signs. There's signs everywhere. You know, God's talking to us. The universe is talking to us. So you're getting the signs that we just all need to be a little bit more observant because, you know, if you ask God, you talk to him, and then he answers you, but you're not paying attention. And you're like, well, God, you're not answering. He goes, well, no, I did like 3 days ago. You're just not paying attention. I mean, do I need to get a monkey to throw poop at you because pulling your hair is not enough? It's like, how much help do you need, guys? Come on. The answer's right there in front of you. You know, kind of like Dorothy in the Ruby Slippers. She had the solution right there the whole time. It's in you. It's within you guys. Joanne, give your website, would you?
It's joannesullum.com, and people can go there and sign up on the mailing list right now, and they'll get a notification. Hopefully we're going to have that out by next month, the course. And then there's also a free webinar that we're doing, too, to explain everything in more detail. I actually do a full interview with Rosemary, the shaman. She's traveled all around the world. She's worked with quite a number of tribes in Africa and India and, you know, the Amazon and you name it. She's just been everywhere and been doing this for about 50 years. So I'm so excited to be working. Yeah, I'm so excited to be working with somebody like that.
So next month we will have a shaman update. How exciting. Shaman.
It is very exciting. It took a little convincing for her to, you know, do this. But I said, you know, you have to share this with other people because they're sometimes lost about what to do. And they can get these messages from nature and connect.
Yeah.
And I know. Most of the time.
All right, Joanne, I got to bump to the next guest. I'm running a little behind, but thank you for the information, the advice. Next month, shaman time, and I'm going to name my plant. So have a great weekend, my friend.
Okay. You too. All right. Great talking to you.
Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you. Bye. All right. So we have covered human trafficking. We went to the Freedom Fest. We talked about math. Now we talked about the animals and nature. We're going to bring it back around the business. Yeah, and shamans. Diversity, you know what I mean? This is like diversity and inclusion and transitioning. Whoa, what a platform, huh? What great information. Well, let's bring in a little business, a little bit of business.
Let's get down to business.
All right, my next guest is one of our all-stars, Steve Cypress. He's the founder of the WOW Strategy, amongst other programs, and I think he's got a new one he's going to share today. The profit maximizer for small business owners, entrepreneurs, increasing your profits, making more money, people. Big round of applause for a smart guy.
Oh, thank you, and thank your amazing audience, as always, with their tremendous round of applause, practically on cue.
It's amazing. They're so good. They just love you, Steve. The information that you provide, they just said to me today, I can't wait to hear from Steve Cypress today. I said, don't worry. He's coming.
Well, I'm ready. What hit me? What question you got?
You mentioned that you have a new program. Is that something you're ready to talk about yet? Or do we just want to give people some other tidbits?
Absolutely. I can talk
all
about
right.
that.
Share it, that.
The program itself is not new. The marketing of it is new.
Okay.
So it's my $1 million ad program, and I have been doing it for decades. I work with local business owners, small business owners. I would say brick and mortar, but doesn't have to be a physical brick and mortar. They can run a plumbing business out of their home and all that kind of stuff. So, but real business owners that need that phone ringing and have payroll to meet and overhead and all that, so they run ads. And I specialize in print ads. And many people that don't know any better think print is dead, and they are conned by all the internet marketing types of like, oh, you shouldn't mail out a newsletter. You should do a digital newsletter, do an email newsletter so everyone can delete it before they even read it, and so forth. But, of course, there still exist magazines, newspapers, clipper coupons, and even the yellow pages. So there are lots of local ads, print ads that are running, and what my program does is I fix someone's ad. which means if it's not working at all, I get it working. If it's working great, I can still get it to 2x, 3x, 5x, 10 times the results, and the payments are tied to the results. So that's how I can guarantee that the ad I create for my clients brings in an extra $1 million in revenue over the ad they are currently running, and they pay me as the ad brings in results. So they bring in a lot, they give me a little. They bring in a lot more, they give me a little more. And that's my $1 million ad program.
Wow. Do you notice that the cost for the ads has come down with all the competition from digital, or they're pretty much standing strong on what they normally would be charging?
Well, that's a great question. So when digital started becoming popular, they mistakenly were standing strong on their pricing. In fact, back in the mid-2000s, I spent 3.5 years working as a consultant with a Yellow Pages publishing company up in Chicago, and I was helping fix ads there for hundreds and hundreds of their advertisers. And back then, they said stupid things like, save the print. That's what they told all their sales reps. Save the print. Like, they bought, like, the company I was with, R.H. Donnelly, now became Dex Media after they went through 4 bankruptcies. That's another story. But they bought yellowpages.com. They teamed up with ad agencies that would place Google AdWords, but they still, like your question is, they still wanted to hold on to those exorbitant, ridiculous high prices for one page, one piece of paper in a, you know, thousands of pages, big, heavy, thick book. I mean, it was just such incredible profit for them to save the print, so they fought to save it. And the answer is they went through bankruptcy 4 times. So they learned their lesson. Newspapers learned their lesson. Magazines, everyone learned their lesson. And now anyone that does print advertising knows the answer to your question is negotiate everything, because you own the world. Print companies need to fill their print. In case you haven't noticed, if you got your Yellow Pages delivered to your house, it's 1/10 the size it used to be. Newspapers need to fill those newspapers. Clipper coupons need to fill that thing up. So they will bend on the rates. They will negotiate everything. They'll give you extra whatever. That I stay out. I can help with it, but I stay out of that. What I do is whatever space you have, the same money you are investing now, or unfortunately sometimes a lot of times just spending on that ad, I turn that same amount of ad that you're running into a money-making machine. So if you're spending $5,000 a month on print ads, and I can 10 times the results from that thing, you're just printing money without spending any more than you were before.
Yeah, it's messaging, it's positioning, it's all the above, and it really, when things cost that much, you're printing it, right? So you can't adjust it in a digital sense. You really need to make sure that the person that's doing that, whether it's yourself or somebody else, really knows what they're doing. Because,
well, geez, another
why
great
waste
point,
the money?
Especially if it's in the Yellow Pages, because in the Yellow Pages it's printed once a year, and you cannot change that ad for a year. So, you know, that's, again, where I help so many business owners. They are so thankful. I see still when I travel, which it's been a while since I look out my window, and I'm still looking to see that communist China flag flying, because apparently, the authoritarian, arbitrary, ridiculous communist leaders around the country want people to start wearing 16 masks again and standing 42 feet apart and washing our hands 18 times a minute. And getting vaccinated 17 times with an experimental dose of crap that's I would never put anywhere near my body or anyone I care about. But I digress.
Right.
Back when I used to travel, I would check into a hotel room. My beautiful wife, Michelle, would, of course, laugh because I make a beeline for the Yellow Pages. I open it up in any city or drive around and look at billboards. And anywhere I go, I see my ads. I see ads I created 10, 15 years ago still running strong after all these years, all over the place. So unless you think all these business owners are total idiots, you know those ads are still working. So I have attended for years just about every conference on sales, marketing, advertising. I got over 1,000 books on sales and marketing, advertising. I have written all kinds of books and blog posts. I've been doing a daily blog for 7 years on sales and marketing and advertising. I've recorded a daily Facebook Live video for 5 years on sales, marketing, and advertising for small business owners. On and on and on. You, Mr. Small Business Owner, can do all that. Travel around, go to every conference, hire every coach, every consultant, read every book, or you can simply apply for my $1 million ad program, and I will simply put all that to use. By the way, I have an extra advantage that since I've done thousands of ads over the years, very often I already have an ad that's going to kill for you and make you a ton of money. All I got to do is put your name and your phone number in it, make a few other tweaks to personalize it, and that thing's off to the races. You know it's working.
Yeah, it's kind of simple when you know what you're doing. So I encourage
when
everyone.
When you know what you're doing, and like I said, I have a library. So I now have a library that's working all over the place. I can tweak ads a tiny bit, and you know they're running. You know they're working.
Yeah, you don't have to prove, no proof of concept there. You've already shown the results many, many years.
Well,
and
one beauty of it is because I'm working with local businesses, right? So if I've got an ad that's working gangbusters for a plumber on the east side of the Twin Cities, pretty sure that'll work like gangbusters for the same type of company on the west side of the Twin Cities and in Moline and in Lincoln, Nebraska and in Chicago, Illinois and everywhere else. So, again, I got an ad that's working somewhere. It's very likely that if it works for a plumber in wherever town, USA, it'll work for you. I just put in your phone number and your website. And, again, a few other minor tweaks like, are you certified by the local whatever instead of they were certified by their local something. And I usually switch the photo. A roofer ad in the Northwest might have an A-frame roof with some pine trees around it. That's not going to fly down in the Phoenix, Arizona area, and so forth. But I've got the ads that work, and so I'm putting out the – I've done the $1 million ad program. I've done it for a while. I've just never done it public. I've never launched it on a large scale publicly. I've just done it for my clients.
Well, thankfully, you've done all the heavy lifting. We don't like to reinvent the wheel here on our platform, so it's a no-brainer for people to reach out to you and contact you and get in motion. It's already tested people. It's already working, so go make some money. Go save some money.
Yeah, in fact, before I actually put up the website, which is going to be happening momentarily, they can kind of get in before everybody else and they'll get some extra attention from me before the floodgates open up when I start marketing this thing. Because, by the way, I know a little bit about marketing and advertising, and I'm going to blow this thing up.
Good, good.
In a good way.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Hang on. Time out. I must state a disclaimer for the government agencies that are always listening to everything. I did not mean I'm going to go to Washington, D.C. and blow up the White House. No, that I save that for Madonna.
I did not say that.
Madonna's fine, but if I say it, they'll hold me in prison for 9 months before they even give me a trumped-up bogus trial. But I digress again.
Right. Yeah, we don't need to go there. We don't need to go there. Steve, give the website you want people to go check out.
Well, for now, it's going to be milliondollarad.com, but for now, they ought to really just go to stevecypress.com, or they can go to my calendar by going to helpfromsteve.com. Helpfromsteve.com is just a link to my personal calendar. They get on there, let's talk, and if it seems like it might be a good fit, we'll shoot all systems go, and I will start having you practically printing money.
Oh, we love printing money. That's awesome. Thank you, Mr. Steve
Cypress. Well, there's a downside to it, so beware. You're going to need to be able to hire more people. Put in some more systems in place, possibly get some more people answering phones, scale it up. If you're not willing to do all that, this wouldn't make any sense.
Yeah, if you don't want to be successful, then don't give them a call.
No, it's not about, I mean that seriously. Some people just employees are a pain in the butt. I don't want more employees. I just want to work out of my home. Well, this isn't for you because I can't get paid. I need to be able to bring in millions of dollars for you. I don't want to just bring in you just want a couple hundred thousand, then get somebody else. I want people that really want to grow their business, make a ton of money so we can make a ton of money together.
Sounds like a beautiful match made in heaven. Thank you, Steve, for coming on. You have a great weekend. We'll talk to you next
month. Thank you, Michelle. You too.
Awesome. Awesome. Yeah, Steve Cypress, everybody. Steve Cypress, brilliant businessman, consultant, coach. has many successful businesses for many, many years. So go ahead and check him out. And it is 12:54. Whoa, I am way over. I'm way over. But I just want to give everybody a heads up. There are so many live and virtual events. President Trump will be here in Phoenix, Arizona tomorrow. That is on our live events page. So if you just go to everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, click the Take Action tab. Everything is under that Take Action tab. You will see multiple pages. Go to the live events page. It'll get you all the information, and it'll also be streamed on multiple different networks. But you know, you could start with Right Side Broadcasting and on the virtual events page. Virtual events page, you've got Preston's Summit that he talked about the other day, Upgrade Your Mindset. I watched some of it yesterday. It's really great stuff, but you can get it on replay. And then, of course, we've got Dr. Mike Spaulding's event, Go Therefore Conference, about bringing people back to God. That's going on right now for the next couple days, and that's virtual. And then we've got the Common Sense Summit, which we talked about with Clyde Cleveland on Monday. And of course, my guest at 1 o'clock, which we're going to be just a little slight over, is Dr. John Diamond. He is one of the featured speakers. So go check that out, the virtual events page. All right, let me bring in Tammy. Whoa, how did this happen? It's like a runaway train on a Friday. Yeah, sorry, guys. I hate going over because I know I want to respect everybody's time. So Tammy Girl Lenan, she's an author, speaker, Navy veteran. Thank you for your service, young lady. And she's a hashtag marketing expert, founder of Profitable Shenanigans Audience. She's going to show us how to be found on social media. How about a round of applause? Are you guys still there? Where'd everybody go? There you go. Hello, hello. They wanted to do it twice for you. Who knew, right? That's a, there was.
Yep.
It's Friday, Friday. All right. So hashtags. I want to go dive deep into some strategies for people because I will just use myself as a guinea pig. I put a lot of hashtags on for each of these shows. And I know that I'm being censored by Facebook because I should have much more, I don't know what I call it, views or whatever, just even on the business page. So how do we get how do we fix that? Or I can't because Facebook hates me.
Hello?
Are you still there? Did I lose you, Tammy girl?
Okay, there you are. I lost audio for a second.
Yeah, you're like in a tunnel. It sounds like you're in a tunnel.
Yeah, I got it fixed now.
Okay. So how do we fix getting, like I said, I'm probably being censored. I'm probably being shadow banned. But let's just pretend I wasn't. How can I be more strategic with my specific hashtags? Because, you know, when you put in a hashtag, it'll pop up as something there. And one might have 10 million, might have 1.2 million, might have 50,000. So does it matter which ones that you actually use with the amount that are being posted using those numbers that they tell you, or does it matter? How does that work?
Oh, yes. It absolutely matters. So, you know, crappy entrepreneurs find people and convince them you got to find viral hashtags and you have to go viral, right? So I'm just going to say this simply. Not attempting to come across arrogantly, but Michelle, you know, I work with a lot of celebrities and done, you know, that kind of stuff. And so what I have learned is that viral brings fans and not clients. And if somebody is paying attention to viral things, they're not going to be loyal to you and your brand. And the second something else shiny comes about, you're yesterday's news. And so people really got to get out of their head if viral is the way to do it. And so we use for our clients and have since 2014 a three-tiered system to consider using hashtags. One, always, always, always have a hashtag that you registered that reflects your brand. That's your hashtag. Mine is put action where your hashtag is.
So registered is a process. It's like anything else. You have to register it. You just can't use it.
Well, you can use any hashtag you want. So it's not like web domains. It's a different thing. So by registering it, it's starting to move towards the digital patent, right? Because we have a lot of hybrid events. So you can't. So just like a domain name, you know, home.com, right? I own, you know, hashtag put action where your hashtag is, but I got to renew that every year, right? So that's how that works. So it's the same thing. And you want people using your hashtags because when people, for example, if you Google hashtag I am Tammy girl, I am everywhere, right? People click on it, they come find me. It's free advertising for your ideal clients, right? Now, in the vanity age, right? Oh, do this on Instagram, do that on Instagram. It doesn't work on Facebook, right? Y'all, we have hashtag crossover now. Facebook, for the first time, and by the way, they did it in September of last year, have specific rules and ways they want you to use hashtags. So let's get over the fact that, oh, it's viral or they don't work or whatever. Facebook wants them to work. So use them, because what happens? You get more organic reach because you're doing something that is now important to them. And they have implemented hashtag crossover. I won't get into all the changes. There's been like 1,000 platform changes since late last year to now that most marketing companies have no clue. If you're working with a marketing company and they aren't talking to you about hashtags and hashtag crossover, or the fact that you can monetize as an influencer on Facebook now, you need to start looking up some information and find somebody who knows what the hell they're doing.
So is it something that to register these, is it something that a non-pro like myself can do? So because I want to give everybody something actionable they can do today to change their hashtag life on social media. Is it cheap?
Absolutely. It's free unless you want to get the blue check mark, right? So now you're going to go, everybody, this is the site I use. I use my clients' hashtags on this site. I won't name drop, but we trust this site with the people that we work with. It's Twubs, T-W-U-B as in boy, S.com. Now, Twubs was way back yonder to be an event advertising platform. Hashtags are the number one way to get reach. The music industry, Live Nation, all those people have been smartly using hashtags for a very, very, very long time. So you go in there, and you click, register my hashtag. It's free. And you'll put in there hashtag everything home. And if it's available, they'll tell you it's available. They'll allow you to register it for free. And then if you want to get the blue check verification where they call your business and they make sure you're a real person, it's $9 a year.
But the website, again, is T as in Tom, W as in watermelon. I know that's not military.
Yeah.
B as in boy, S as in Sam. Is that correct?
TWU is an umbrella, yeah. BS.com, Twubs.com. I'm in no way affiliated with them. Now we know also for sure that hashtags are coming back strong. I watch people. Here's the deal, boys and girls. I think we all know this. Success leaves clues, right? So Gary Vaynerchuk had cartoons and hashtags. I noticed that immediately we started moving our marketing that direction. He didn't say shit about it until he had already done it. So it's really important to look at your competitors or people you look up to. Like, what I do isn't going to affect Gary Vaynerchuk's paycheck, right? So I know he's giving me good quality advice, right? He doesn't need me to write him a check. So pay attention to patterns, because the best successful business owners, you will see them in action before you ever hear about what they're doing, which is why we pay attention to that. I have three people that we pay. All they do, the hashtag list, socialmedia.com for updates, and they stalk the people that we pay attention to for up-and-coming trends. That's an important thing, right, in marketing as well. You got to be able
brilliant.
To see what's coming next. And that's, I think, the biggest thing I do for my personal clients. First of all, Steve Cypress is amazing. I've known Steve for a while. Absolutely genuine guy. And, but for example, we would work with somebody like Steve Cypress and look at, oh, hey, this is coming, right? Or this just got banned, right? And immediately. And so we check the banned hashtag list every 20 minutes. And I will get a hold, marketing companies use us. And I'm like, hey, this client over there, get that hashtag off of Twitter, right? And we keep up with them. We don't leave them to fend on their own with this stuff, because it does update constantly. Now,
well, that's confusing. Social media is a swamp, and it's hard to navigate. It's hard to, you really need to know you need to know what you're doing to be able to optimize it. And just as Tammy Girl has mentioned on this show many times, you know, a lot of people that are social media companies, marketing specialists, consultants, whatever, strategists, they charge a lot of money, and a lot of them aren't necessarily that good. So you really need, you need to kind of vet them out and be careful, because they can charge you a lot and not know these strategies for behind the scenes, and also, you know, the amount of posts and what's in the posts. So you just end up spending a bunch of money, and you don't want to do that. Tammy, give your website and the group that you want people to join, would you please, my dear?
Absolutely. So we want you to come over to Facebook. We're actually have something very exciting. We're launching our hashtag revolution. We will begin our big stadium suicide prevention tour January 7th, 2022. Oh, and this is the first place that I announced this, because I love being a Friday guest on your show. We haven't told anybody else yet. And so come on over to the growth, say the entrepreneurial growth zone with Profitable Shenanigans, but it's a lot easier if you do at I am Tammy Girl, T-A-M-I-G-I-R-L. You'll get right to the group. It is Tammy or Tamara. You come into my inbox with Tammy, we're going to block you, and I'm going to take your hashtag, so don't do it. And go, you know, and go from there. And then we do free stuff, right? This isn't come over here and pay us. To be honest, we don't have a lot of room on our plate. We stopped doing some of our hashtag courses because now, you know, we're going back out on tour, right? So now is the time,
right,
if you want to person people. But real quick, when you go to get a marketing company, ask them who their team is, right? I am not going to come in and go, oh, use these hashtags, you're going to be perfect. We come in and go, who writes your blog? We need to talk to them. What's they doing? We have to talk to their entire team, and we work with other marketing companies quite a bit, right? Because there's certain things I do that, you know, in marketing, but I can't do everything. And so I work with like Sims Media, and like I work with other people to ensure that we're all doing the SEO optimization the same way, right? If Blog Girl mm-hmm. is doing one thing, right, and Twitter Guy is doing something else, and we're trying to optimize hashtags, it's a shit show. You've got to have communication.
Right,
you have
exactly.
to talk to the entire entrepreneurial ecosystem, all right? It takes a village. Stay away from the, oh, I do that marketers. Oh, I need this. Oh, I do that. No, run. Run fast and run hard. We're not trying to get your business. We'll refer you out if we're not a good fit.
Yeah.
We're much like
at least you're getting honest.
We've gotten away from,
gotten
away from a lot of the smaller, you know, business owners and stuff. I'm not because they're not awesome, right? But they're the ones that don't like to listen. They want to pay us and then not do what we tell them to do, and we don't play that game anymore.
Well, you can't. You can't do that. Tammy, I got to bump because my next guest is waiting in the queue. So give the website one more time.
It's just look me up through at I am Tammy Girl. You'll find the website. You'll find Facebook. I'm sadly everywhere. I wouldn't stand out in the lineup
good.
So my filming days are over.
All right. Thank you, my dear. You have a great weekend.
I am Tammy Girl. You too.
Hashtag,
we'll talk soon. Bye.
Hashtag queen. Thank you, my dear. All right. So we are a little bit long. And, I apologize again. This is what happens on Friday. Everybody got a little extra time. So I apologize for the delay in bringing on Dr. John Diamond. But I need to give you guys the business tip because it is the weekend and it is important. So I'm going to be real quick about it. Real quick.
Let's get down to business.
All right. So I got this quote from Mark Victor Hansen when I was watching Preston's event yesterday, and he hasn't given it today, but like I said, you could get it on the replay, and that is over on our virtual events page. You will see pictures there. It's a mindset event. Anyway, if you want extraordinary results, you need to take extraordinary action to fulfill your destiny. So I kind of came up with this. You know, God only knows abundance, so what you need to do is take out your pen and paper. You need to write which is basically like your wish list of what you want in your life and in your business, and be as detailed as you want. Then I want you to put it next to your bed. So the first thing you do every morning before your feet hit the ground, I want you to pray to God, be grateful and thankful you woke up to another amazing day. Because you want to start your day off being grateful. You don't want to be asking for stuff. You want to be grateful. That's how this whole works, guys. You're going to say your purpose statement out loud, and then you can get out of bed. So I want you to do that for a week. and let us know how it changed your life. I started it. I didn't start it this morning. I'm going to start it tomorrow, and I will report back. You've got to be consistent. 7 days. Just do that. All right. So we're talking business, and before I bring on a Dr. John Diamond, wanted to let you know about our Everything Done For You Business Marketing Purpose-Driven Business Experience. Take a quick listen to the commercial and my little statement. Amazing program. We are just, I can't believe the amount of interest that is being generated right now. So take a listen, and we'd love for you to become part of our team.
Promos for a purpose.com. Did you know 63% of consumers prefer to buy from purpose-driven brands and businesses that reflect their own values, beliefs, and support charitable causes? Promos for a Purpose provides business owners with ways to support worthy causes and promote their brands at the same time with its comprehensive done-for-you marketing and media program. Visit www.promosforapurpose.com for more information.
Promosforapurpose.com.
Promos for a Purpose helps you stand out from your competition and stay top of mind by promoting your purpose made easy. It's our Everything Done For You purpose-driven business partnership and marketing experience, which provides small business owners, entrepreneurs, service providers, and corporations with ways to support charitable causes and promote their brands at the same time. Promos for a Purpose gives your brand something to believe in and makes it easier than ever to join this new purpose-driven model and movement, which is transforming how businesses operate, market, and serve customers, clients, and the community. Just click the Promos for a Purpose tab on our website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, to get all the information. We'd love for you to become a part of our community as a purpose-driven business so we can help you grow and share why you are the best at what you do. It's time your story is heard. It's 111, everybody. You know, when you see the 111, you got to make a wish. So while I'm talking, go ahead and make your wish. It's time for Michelle's Patriotic Soapbox. Joining me, Sitting Shotgun, are two special guests. Let's get this show on the road, people.
This is Everything Home's special segment. Messages that matter from people you need to know about. Heroes, do-gooders, and purpose-driven patriots. Offering tips, solutions, inspiration, and entertainment. They truly are good people doing good business and good things. Here's your host, Michelle Swinnick, the queen of quality content. Enjoy the show.
First up is Mr. John, or shall I say doctor? There's a doctor in the house, everyone. Dr. John Diamond. He's the director of news and journalism for Content 2021 Film Festival. He's also the host of America Unhinged, which will be premiering next month on the new Brighteon TV platform. And he's also a featured speaker on the Common Sense Summit, which begins August 2nd. I want you to get registered for that today. It's a free summit, so just head over to our virtual events page at the Take Action tab on the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Incredible speakers. I'm excited to listen to Dr. John Diamond during the summit. So, audience, big round of applause for a great faith and country-loving freedom fighter. Dr. J, how are you?
Greetings from the Go There For Conference in Dayton, Ohio.
Oh, that's right. You're doing that one, too. You're so popular. It's unbelievable.
I'm all over the country here in about the next 3 weeks, so be praying for me because it's going to be a long, hard road, but it's all well worth it.
Oh, definitely. Definitely. Yeah, Dr. Mike Spalding was on last week talking about the event. It's also on our virtual events page for anybody who's interested. That's kind of, so you're bringing everybody back to God. It's, you know, we're talking about faith and God today in America. So it's good and bad, right? It's evil versus good, but I think more people are jumping on the God train than realizing how much evil is out there.
Yeah, there's no doubt about it. I mean, there's a lot of great speakers here today, man. I hate to pull myself out, but good thing is I've heard several of them. But, yeah, we got the launch of Brighteon TV, which is going to be August 24th. And then we got the Content 21 News and Journalism Conference going on there in September. So it's going to be a good, hard 3 weeks for us to get the word out and to bring some people together.
So have you spoken yet at the event that you're at right now, the Go There For Conference?
Nope, just started at 1 o'clock. I speak at 10:20, I believe, tomorrow morning. We got we got one finishing up right now, and then Dr. Sherry Timpenny's coming on after the dinner break.
Oh, God, we love her. She's on that Disinformation Dozen. I went over the list of the names of the All-Stars, and she's on that list of the good people. I renamed them. You could let her know that I renamed them the Data-Driven Dozen of Truth Tellers. So that is their new name. So they're no longer they're no longer Disinformation Dozen. They are Data-Driven Dozen of Truth Tellers. So they have a new name. So I'll text it to you so you can let her know that she's been renamed for good. Because that's what this is all about. All for good. So what are you going to talk about tomorrow? Tell us in advance so we get a little teaser. We get a little first dibs on
primarily we want to talk about the launch of the Bright Eon TV. I got the video last night saying they're officially launching it August 24th. So it's going to be live. And I think there's about 30 different hosts that are going to be on it. Nobody's censored, no teleprompter. It's going to be awesome. I think it's going to destroy Fox and CNN and just everything else, because it's going to be a place of real truth. And I mean, these people are just the top of the line as far as quality is concerned.
And for those of you who aren't familiar with Brighteon, that is Mike Adams, the Health Rangers platform. He merged with Dr. Alan Keyes, who I am on Tuesdays at 11 a.m. weekly with Dr. Alan Keyes, who's a great guy. And thank you for the introduction, Dr. J. And Mike Adams' platform is amazing. He also has a social media platform at Brighteon, so check that out. And there's Brighteon videos, so I encourage you to sign up for all of those so you could be part of the Brighteon community, because it's not like Facebook, like the issues you have there where they censor and they lie, and it's a truth platform. So I encourage everybody to start going over there for your social media and your networking and grouping of people. Get your facts over there, because you'll get facts.
Yeah, that's exactly right. And then, as you've been talked about on several occasions, we're really trying to raise up citizen journalists. So I'm sure you've got some people there listening right now that, you know, are looking for something to do, or they feel a call on their life. You know, we got people, you know, your listeners, our listeners all over the country. I mean, we're going to be able to pull in people with cell phones, and we're going to be able to report, I mean, citizens on the scene. So when CNN's standing there saying, oh, the hospitals are full, you know, we can have citizen journalists there going, no, chirp, chirp, this place is empty. So we all got a part to play.
Yeah, the cue the cricket B-roll. And they're like, no, it's just me and the crickets, guys, just like the last time. Just like the last time. What is your doctorate in Dr. John?
My master's in theology, but my doctorate's in Christian education.
Ah, so educate us a little bit with a little Christian flair. I think people could use a little something upbeat, something encouraging, something that they can do. Give us a little, not necessarily a sermon, but give us a little juice.
Well, I'll just tell you how I basically got started on this. I wrote a couple books. I wrote my first one, Fighting the Next American Revolution, in 2006, that everybody ignored because they didn't think it could ever happen in America. Well, it's happening now. Well, I couldn't get anybody to promote it. I couldn't get anybody to talk about it. And what the Lord showed me was 2 years ago. If you remember in the Old Testament where Aaron or Moses was standing there lifting his arms while the Israelites were in battle, his arms would come down and they would lose the battle. And then Aaron and Hur came along and lifted his arms up and they won. And that's the way it happened. Every time his arms went down, they started losing. Every time his arms went up, they won. And what God showed me, he said, you know, the problem in Christianity is everybody wants to be Moses and nobody wants to be Aaron and Hur. And I was like, he said, that's all I want you to do. I want you to find the people out there that are doing a good work, and I just want you to lift their arms up. And I went back to my church, and I said, you know what? We're not going to be trying to promote ourselves or anything we're doing. We're going to give, and we're going to serve. And for 2 years, that is really all we've done. Well, you wouldn't believe just the blessings that have flowed from that, from getting my own show now, America Unhinged, on Brighteon TV, to meeting people like you. remember, I mean, Jesus said those who want to be first need to be last. So we get it backwards. We try to build our own kingdom rather than advance him. And if we would just serve and give without hoping for anything in return, you would not believe what God is able to do in your life. And I'm a living testimony of that.
I believe it's freely give and freely receive. So it's all about giving. Like I encouraged everyone to start their day with gratitude rather than asking for God to do favor or to do, you know, the wish list that we all go when we pray. Usually the problem, most people, they turn to God or they pray when there's something bad happening, right? Dr. J, that's usually when people do that rather than actually giving gratitude every day. And then, you know, we do things backwards. We do things backwards and we wonder why we don't have the results. So like you said, just serve and give rather than be in the front. And also then it'll go around. It'll go around once you have that different attitude because it worked for you. You're living proof of it.
Right, without a doubt. And I mean, that's part of the discipleship process. You know, when before you become a Christian, like I was 27 when I got saved, it was just me. Me. And then I got saved, and then it was me and God. And then it was me and God. And then it was God and me. You know, and then you got to get to the point like it was the Apostle Paul. It's no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me. So you're going to recognize that in your own prayer life. I mean, just take an inventory of your prayers. Is it all about me, give me, bless me? Or is it about, you know, the most important questions you can ever ask is what Paul asked when he saw on Damascus. He said, who are you and what would you have me do? Man, if we just wake up every day, who are you, Lord? Help me to know you better. And now what do you want me to do? That's the key to turning things around. So then you can get like the Apostle Paul. Look, it's no longer I that live, but Christ that lives in me. And that's a journey. That's a journey of dying to self every day, putting his needs and the needs of others in front of yourself. But, man, there's not a more fulfilling life than that. And I'm going to tell you, you know, trying to get for you and build your own kingdom, you're just going to end up dead and empty. But if you just do what Christ tells you to do and give and serve, you know, hoping for nothing in return, the blessings that will come out of that, not only in this life, but, you know, as you lay up rewards in heaven. That's what I'm more worried about than anything at this point in my life. You know, laying up as many rewards in heaven as I can. If I see some of the blessings materialize now, that's wonderful. If not, you know, I'll take him at his word that I'll receive, you know, I'll receive a hundredfold in the next life. And that's really all we should be working for.
So for those who are ready to take the journey, maybe they need to reconnect with God. Maybe they've never really had a conversation other than asking for something, right? Please answer my prayers kind of thing. Where do you think the best place for them to start? We want to keep it simple. We want to, you know, we can't say just read the Bible. Okay. We got to give them everybody some direction. So let's just say maybe it's where do you want them to begin so they can get a real good taste of what the book is really all about, what the relationship with God is. Because, you know, we don't have very long attention spans. Goldfish, 8-9 seconds. So, yes, it's going to take you a little longer than 8 to 9 seconds to read it. But where should they start so that the light bulb goes on much faster is kind of what I want people to accomplish. Where do we start?
Well, right where Christ started, you know, when they ask him, Lord, teach us to pray. I mean, these were grown men that had been raised in Judaism, you know, and then they realized, you know, Jesus is talking about don't be like the Pharisees where you just pray all these tens of thousands of words, but when you pray, just pray the Lord's Prayer. And I tell you what, if you're not starting every morning off, that's the very first thing I do. A lot of times before I even hit my feet the floor, I just pray the Lord's Prayer because it basically encompasses everything that you need to do and need to know. And for whatever reason, I think we almost think that's like a child's prayer that we teach to our kids. But, oh, I'm so much more spiritually mature now. I got a master's and a doctorate. I don't need to pray that. Man, if that's what he tells you to pray every day, give us this day our daily bread, you know, why can't we just humble ourselves and start with that? I tell you what, if you start with that every day, that's the first thing you're going to do to start your day off before your feet even hit the floor. And that's going to put God front and center in the front of your mind the rest of the day. You know, don't wait till the end of the day and say, what do you want me to do? Your day's over. Start off before your feet hit the floor.
Okay, so we're gonna because I did say my advice to people, because I want them to bring in their purpose, right? I want them to identify that. I did start to say pray to God, but I wasn't specific other than saying be grateful. But we're going to have everybody start by saying the Lord's Prayer, my piece today, which is the Our Father, for those of you who go by a different name. So that's what you're going to do. You're going to start there. So I think that's great advice. And then where do you want them to go in the Bible? So they could start reading. What verse or what chapter? Where do you want them to start? We're gonna make this something that we're gonna hold people accountable for.
One of the most important ones for me was in the Psalms, where it says, "Search me, O Lord, and know my heart. Test me and know my anxious thoughts. See if there's any offensive way in me, and lead me in the way everlasting." You know, we have to understand that part of Christianity is not just about organizing the flesh to look religious. It's about basically getting a heart transplant. And that's the thing, you know, creating me a clean heart, renewing me a right spirit. Those were the first couple prayers that God ever gave me to pray when I got saved at 27, because the key to everything in life is the heart. So if you say, "Lord, take this whole old, hard, you know, angry, bitter, thorny heart out of my chest and replace it with your heart," I mean, that's where it all starts, because, you know, the Bible says out of the heart flows all the issues of life. So if you don't start with that kind of spiritual heart transplant, then you're kind of just running uphill, I guess.
Well, that's really interesting. I've never heard anyone put it that way, but it does make sense. You need a spiritual heart transplant.
And I've got that. I've written a book many years ago called Unifying the Body of Christ, and I said the reason that we don't have Christian unity is because we don't start with our own heart. You know, King David said, "Unify my heart to fear your name." So we're trying to get unity among each other when we don't even have unity with God yet. So that's where that has to start. We have to have that spiritual heart transplant, take out that hard, thorny flesh and replace it with a true heart, with your heart. And then we can go and start to see eye to eye from that point on. We'll never have unity of the faith or unity of the spirit until my heart's right with God, your heart's right with God. Then when we come together, we're going to see it eye to eye, because we're hearing from the same source.
You know, that's actually that's brilliant, because if everybody was still stuck in their old ways, they're never going to become unified, because they're going to butt heads, or they're going to just constantly disagree because they don't have one unifying factor, because it's obviously not love of country, right? So we just take that right out when you're trying to unify the other side, as opposed to unify everybody that's on the same page. But if they have that commonality, which is, you're talking about a new, I love this, the spiritual heart transplant, that you are now really understanding what the meaning of what faith is in God. And we don't use the word religion, because that's been ruined by the Vatican and unfortunately the Catholics. So they ruined the word religion. And of course, all these big showmen that love to go on the stage, like Joel Osteen, amongst others. And then the light bulb will go on for people that are not in agreement with one another, because they'll hear the truth. They'll feel the truth. That's brilliant.
Right. We can't be in agreement with each other until we're in agreement with God. That's the first thing that we have to do. We have to read the Bible every day, and then we have to agree with everything that we read. That's where your main problem is going to become when you read 2 Corinthians 10:4-5, where it says, talks about take every thought captive. That's what my radio show is, the main theme is, take every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Well, if I'm not going to agree with every word of God, then I'm not going to agree with you. So, but if you agree with every word of God and I agree with every word of God, then me and you are going to have unity. So we need to take inventory of our thoughts. And whenever our thoughts do not line up with God's thoughts, we need to cast that down and replace that. Man, just like before I became a Christian, me and my roommate were sitting on the couch at 27, Saturday afternoon, drinking a beer, smoking a joint, going, "Yeah, if I died today, I'd go to heaven." and it wasn't until I read the word and it was like, guess what? No, that's not really accurate. That's when my conversion started, when I heard that, none are good, no, not one, none are righteous. We can't do anything to earn favor from God. All we can do is just ask him to forgive us for what we've done. And then once we, I mean, it's as really as simple as that. And then once he's forgiven us, then we can say, okay, I'm still the same person I was yesterday. Now I need you to replace this heart. And man, when you do that and you begin praying those couple of prayers, created me a clean heart. Remember, Psalms 51:10 was actually penned by David after what he did with Bathsheba. So, I mean, it's like, you know, in repentance, looking back, he's like, how in the world could I have done that? You know, and then he realized it came out of his heart. But that's what Jesus said, right? Out of the heart comes adultery and fornication and wars and everything else. So the heart is the key to everything. If Christianity would just focus on getting a spiritual heart transplant, we'd be far, far along getting in some unity than arguing about some petty doctrines.
Now, the book that you mentioned that you did years ago, is that what the spiritual heart transplant idea and came from? Was it when you started writing the book?
Yeah. It's
how long ago
was
that?
I think it was 2000. Well, the Lord told me to write it when I first started Bible college. So this was like 97. And it took me about 15 years to write it. So I basically wrote it my whole way through seminary, all the way through my doctorate. And it's going to be a 3-part series. One of them is called Unifying the Body of Christ. I think the website is unifyingchrist.com. And I've got one of the books out there. I've been speaking on that, but I think that's really where we're trending to. Because if you remember, Jesus said he prayed 5 times in the garden that we would be one. That prayer is going to be answered. The Father is not going to ignore his own son praying right before he died that the church would be one. Christian unity is coming. And if you even look at any of the end time scriptures, what do you see? You see two groups, the wheat and the tare, the sheep and the goat, the righteous. And when he returns, there is only two groups. So what you're seeing in the world right now is a polarization of those groups. And you're going to see even further polarization. But there is going to be unity in the two groups, one following the Spirit of Christ, one following the Spirit of Antichrist. You know, we as individuals just need to make sure we're in the right camp.
Exactly. Yeah. I think we need to do something with the spiritual heart transplant. I think, like I said, when I said it was brilliant, I really think that that is the key. You've been sitting on this. You've been sitting on the solution there, my friend, for a little bit.
I'll send you over the PDF of the book. Because of what's going on in the country, I've been promoting both my other books, Fighting the Next American Revolution and Appeal to Heaven. I've been promoting those because they're more spiritual/political. But from a unity standpoint or what we need to do within Christianity, you're right. I mean, this really is the solution because it's really a discipleship manual. It's kind of a step-by-step. There's 4 levels of unity, and we're trying to attack it at level 4. But level 1 is the most important one, is the heart. If I get my heart right, you get your heart right, we're going to be able to proceed to the next step. So I'll send you a copy over of the book. Maybe we'll talk about that sometime.
No, I think that would be great. And then in Psalm, you said that that's when they were referencing the idea of the new heart. And what specific chapter book? I see, I don't even have the lingo. This is so bad. Like, you need to do a one-on-one lesson with me to, like, you can call it, like, Beginner's Bible 101. You know what I mean? For us kindergarten kids.
Well, yeah, well, that's what the Unifying the Body of Christ book is. It's a 3-part book, and the first part is kind of Christianity 101. See, that's why the Lord told me to write this, because when he told me to write this book, and I had never in my life written a book. As a matter of fact, I think I failed English about every year going up through high school. And he told me, I laughed at him. And I'm like, you got to be kidding me. So I sat down and I wrote it, and it was 12 pages long. And I'm like, there you go. There's your stupid little book, you know. But then what ended up happening is I was going through seminary. As I grew spiritually and I came to another revelation, I'm like, oh, wait, that's good. Oh, wait, that's good. And it ended up in the book. Well, guess what? Now the book is 600 pages long. So all you got to do is say yes when God tells you to do something, even if it sounds absolutely ridiculous. Because they had to rewrite my papers in the military sometimes because they were so bad. So God doesn't call people. God doesn't call people who are good at things. God calls you, and then he gives you the talent to do it. So the fact that I've even got 3 books and working on more is a testimony of what he can do far more than what I can do.
Yeah. Well, it's like, give me an amen for that, brother. Give me an amen. Yeah, look, I want to do something to the next level with the spiritual heart transplant with you, because I really think that that is something that that particular message is what might actually penetrate, or it turns the light bulb on for the people that wanted to jump in and they join the movement. Because
yeah,
you know, it's like you gotta pick a lane, guys. You gotta pick a lane and then take that to the next level. So I know you want to jump back into the conference. Is there anything else you want to share about the conference or something that's upcoming besides the Common Sense? I got the Common Sense Summit covered, so we're good there. But anything else you want to bring up?
One Bright Young TV is going to be launching on the 24th of August, so we're looking forward to that. And then the real kind of pressing thing is the Content 21 Film Festival down there. We're going to have a specific news and journalism aspect of it, too. So we're hoping to have some pretty high-name speakers there. As a matter of fact, Eric Schreiner from the Media Research Center was just calling in as you were as we were talking, and then Grant Stitchfield from Newsmax called me yesterday. So we're hoping to get some pretty high profile people to this conference so we can start joining forces. So I mean, if you feel that God's calling you to do a show, do a podcast, or just anything like that, man, come down and just see what the Spirit of God says to you. Because when I went down, I didn't expect to be in this at all. But what God is able to do to those who want to get truth out, He'll use you as long as you surrender yourself to Him.
Yeah, that's great advice. And then we're going to obviously have you back on because I want to talk more about the Content 2021 Film Festival. You're heading it up. I mean, you're like the director. You're like Dr. Director. Plus, like you said, 3 weeks, you're going to be traveling all over the place. Common Sense Summit, you're over at the Go There For conference and then the big conference. So, yeah, you're the man. And then you got to go down to the studios for Brighteon TV to film your show. So safe travels, my friend. We'll be in touch. I want to get you back on to promote the Content Film Festival. And then please let Dr. Sherry Tenpenny know that their new name for their group is the Data-Driven Dozen of Truth Tellers. No longer
okay, yeah,
Disinformation Dozen. I'll text it to you.
Yeah, text me that over. I'll see her after dinner. And then your listeners can go to content2021.org, I believe it is, and it'll say Content Film Festival. If you're anywhere near the Dallas-Fort Worth area, I mean, this thing's even worth traveling to, even if you got to get a hotel. But if you're in the area, definitely come down and be a part of this. This is a media revolution that you're definitely a part of, I'm a part of, and we're just trying to build a network of people to be a part of this. So whether you just want to be a citizen journalist, whether you just want to find out who all the good speakers are and then just share their stuff, all of us have a part to play.
Yeah, and we all need to come together, and we need to do that now. There's no reason like the present. Time is a fleeting. The country is a we're losing Lady Liberty, and we don't want to do that. And we also all need to get back in the direction of God. Get your God on, people. Well, thank you, my friend. Well, like I said, we'll have you back on. We want to talk more about that summit. Get the people there. That's not until September. So people have time to plan if they're going to be down in the Texas area or they just want to go to it because it's going to be an incredible event. So go enjoy. Good luck tomorrow on your presentation. And yeah, you're the best. You're a great guy. So thank you so much. Thank you so much for everything you've done for me. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, well, we're not done. We just got started. I'm glad the Lord brought you and your ministry or whatever you want to call it into our path. And we're hoping to lift your arms up as much as we're doing anybody else. So you'll probably be receiving a nice little award from the next film festival.
Works for me. Thank you. Thank you. And I will I will gladly be there to accept the award on behalf of the people, of we the people. That's what we're doing it for. All right, Dr. John Diamond, thank you so much. Enjoy your next couple of days with all those awesome people, and we'll talk to you.
Awesome.
I'll talk to you when you get back.
Appreciate you having me on, and I'll send you the copy of that book over. Start looking at those first couple chapters on the heart transplant, and we'll definitely talk about that.
Yeah, I think that's the key. That's the movement. It's a heart transplant. It's a shocker for people too. You got to shock the heck out of people, catch their attention.
Yeah, there you go.
That's what it takes. You know, and then we can go viral. Ah. Oh my God, we're trending. Ah. Anyway, all right. So go do your thing, sir, and I'll talk to you when you get back.
Great talking to you, Shel.
You too. You too. Right. Oh, what a great man. What a great man. And that's Dr. John Diamond. So the virtual events that he's at right now, it's on our virtual events page. The ones that are upcoming, the Common Sense Summit, that's on the virtual events page. So just go there, click the big graphic, get the information, register for free for the Common Sense Summit. Huge speakers. And that is everything. HomeResourcePlatform.com. Take action tab, virtual events page. And you check out the live events page too. All right. I'm not even going to apologize for being over because I've done that like 100 times already. You guys are sick and tired of hearing it. So let me bring on my next guest. My next guest is George Lombardi. He's an international social media strategist, author, philanthropist, and patriotic advocate. And he's the guy who started most of the 150 Facebook Trump support groups back in 2015. And they had over 12 million followers before the tyrannical censorship embarrassment of a platform purged most of them in 2018. Did you know that that's how early they started censoring? Great.
Yep.
President Donald J. Trump. Audience, a big round of applause for a fabulous freedom fighting and country loving patriot, George Lombardi.
Thank you. Thank you.
How are you, my friend?
Thank you very much. Wonderful. I'm okay. I was inspired by the words of Dr. Diamond. Very nice. And, you know, Michelle, you're doing always a great job. So thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. We had a fabulous conversation on the phone. And some of the things we can't share because it's not appropriate for the airwaves, but I just want to let everybody know that this is George is a great guy. He's funny, and he has tons and tons of stories. Well, just give him an idea a little bit about your background. Maybe you are more than just, you know, creating these Facebook groups, right? You're actually social media strategist. You have a lot of international work that you're doing. You're an author, philanthropist. You're a big advocate. You're bringing people together. You're trying to save this country.
I'm a philanthropist. Thank
you. Hey, it's in your bio. It's in your bio. I cut and pasted from the bio. I didn't change the word. I only changed patriotic advocate. So.
No, that's true. That's true. I have a nonprofit organization. We're trying to fight, communism, Marxism everywhere. We started in Europe, and of course, unfortunately, we never thought it would come here to America. But we've been infiltrated.
Here.
We have been deceived every day, and it's not just the media, social media. You know, Zuckerberg's wife. You know, I don't know if your audience knows she's originally from China. I don't know if she brainwashed him or she just talked him into it. I don't know, but in 2018, just before the election in November, about October, we used to have close to 430 groups totaling about 12 million people.
Oh, wow.
On Facebook. And between the 1st and the 5th of October, exactly a month before the election, some of those groups, a large part, about two-thirds of them, completely disappeared. There were groups like Citizens for Trump with 300,000 people on it, and from one day to the next, gone, disappear, couldn't be found. There was no explanation. When some of our administrators checked to Facebook, they said, we don't have any records. I mean, they just lied to our faces, and it was absolutely incredible what happened. And it was, you know, a sign of things to come. So we started already at that time to kind of go underground. So a lot of the groups that we have now, they don't have the name Trump. They don't have the name conservative. But, you know, if you look around and you read between the lines, you know who we are, and that's what we're doing. And we are also connecting with what we call the faith movement, you know, like Dr. Diamond and other evangelists, but also with a lot of wonderful, wonderful Jewish leaders and rabbis, especially more conservative ones, that are really seeing how, you know, the left coming anti-Semitic, anti-white, anti-everything, anti-freedom, and it's a disaster. It's a disaster.
Well, they're a bunch of Marxists. I mean, and the goal, the Marxists, is to destroy capitalism and basically replace God. They wanted to dismantle our systems, and they're doing it. They're doing it right now.
They are, and
they're doing it fast. It's accelerated. You know, I've been saying it's a Biden nuclear bomb that's coming at us. That it has not only all of these, what I call the 13 bigs, because you got your big media, big government, you got big labor, big entertainment, big pharma, big religion, because they've ruined the word religion, and big business. You got all of these guys coming at you with trillions of dollars of yours and my tax dollars. That is actually trying to destroy this country, and they're doing a great job of it. And they've infested so many avenues, and we've watched it all pop up slowly over the past 18 months. But now, as of January 20th or the 21st, I don't know. I kind of block it out. It's been accelerated. Real quick though, on what year did they first? I think I got the year wrong when I mentioned it. What year did they first start censoring Trump, where they got rid of those groups?
Oh, they started right away, already in 2015, and even before that, there is a group like, Act America and another group like that, friend of mine, Top Trento here in Palm Beach, groups that they actually were targeting, terrorists, Islamic fundamentalism. And these groups, they were not really political per se. They were just, trying to stand up for American values and just point out to some of the leaning toward the terrorist ideology, fundamental Islamists already within our system. I mean, there were schools that were teaching the Quran. There were schools that, elementary schools, in Washington, D.C., we're talking about 2014, only 3 years after the Twin Towers. In 2014, there were elementary school in Washington, D.C., that they were teaching the elementary school kids to actually bow toward Mecca. And this was part of civics. And so we were opposing some of that already way back then. That was way before Trump. So this process of, socialism, liberalism, and et cetera, an anti-American movement, has been going on for the longest time. I mean, maybe 20 years. The Clintons certainly were part of it, and we can see it now. And we saw it during the presidential campaign of 2016, all of the money that the Clintons gave in 8 years to all those groups, they came to fruition in 2016, when those groups, backed, Hillary Clinton. So that is the way that they've been doing. They've been taking power and then using our tax dollars, like you rightfully said, using our tax dollars to give trillion to these, so-called nonprofit organizations, who then, not only push the same ideology, but when time comes, they back those political candidates that they chosen.
Well, I like how you said so-called nonprofits, the NGOs, that's the nonprofits. They're all just basically money laundering operations, slush funds, with usually a political agenda behind them. And we talk about this a lot. It's similar to like the bills that they pass in Congress. So the name is always opposite of what the organization does, or the name of the bill is the opposite. So if they're like election integrity law for the people, it's basically centralizing, federalizing everything that you could possibly imagine that has to do with elections, and it takes away every single one of your rights. So just opposite land, keep that in mind. And that applies for the NGOs and nonprofits too.
Absolutely. And it's not for the people, it's for the elite. Because in every communist country, that it's not the people that rule, it's the elite. So the leaders of the Communist Party are the billionaires, and in China or anywhere else, or you know, that's the elite, is the ruling elite. There's nothing about the people. And like you said, they lie. Everything they say is the opposite of what they're doing. So if they say they're for the people, they're for their elite, you know, Pelosi, Schumer, and all their friends. If they say that they are, you know, freedom fighters, yeah, they are for enslaving people. And it's so obvious. I mean, and that is, you know, where their origin starts from. You know, like the good pastor will say, you know, it's from starting from the garden with that old serpent and the big deceiver, you know, and that's always their nature to say the opposite of the truth.
Well, it's interesting. I was taking notes while he was talking, and the way that he was describing how people should, what they should be doing and how they should be acting is literally the opposite of the elected elite that's sitting in Washington, D.C. And that goes for a majority of both sides, because it's all about them. It's all about serving their interests, you know, making their donors happy, making wherever they get their influence from and rewarding themselves and not doing anything for us. Or so it's literally, I mean, when they say it's a swamp, it's an understatement. It's like hell and swamp got together and had a baby. That's Washington, D.C.
Right? Yeah, somebody suggested we call it the sewer instead of the swamp, but pretty much is the same. But, you know, I know that you are a very action-oriented lady, and I really applaud you for that. And, you know, in one of my books, it's called The Value Matrix 2.0. You can find it on Amazon, by the way. I said, you know, purpose, you have to have purpose, because purpose is an action put in motion. In other words, if we don't have a purpose, if we don't know where we want to go, we are not going anywhere. And that's what we need to do. But not only we need to have a purpose and we have to have actions, I think that our actions in this kind of really dramatic and perilous times, our actions have to match our enemies. And I do not suggest that we should go out and steal and lie and have
and loot.
You know,
yeah,
a lot of very suspicious suicides, you know, like all the friends of Hillary. But I think that like the good Lord said, we should be smart like serpents and pure like dove in the inside. But in our dealing with this swamp, we should use some of the same method that they use against us. And I think that President Trump, for as great as he was and for incredible things that he did for this country, I think he was a little bit too nice. And if it was me, you know, I would be like my namesake. My Italian name is Guido, so my namesake in the Bible is Gideon or Gidon. And, you know, just like don't take prisoners. I mean, if anybody, probably someone in your audience, you know the story of Gideon very well. You know, he took 300 men and he went against the 10,000 Philistines. And what did he do? He used a lot of fires during the night, a lot of, you know, noise. And the Philistines thought that they were under attack by a superior force and they started to run. Well, the Gideons, the 300, pursue them. What does that mean? They freaking killed them and slaughtered them in the back as they were fleeing. That means they hit them as they were running away. And I think, you know, the nice guy would say, oh, but you don't shoot somebody in the back. Well, if you got 10,000 in front of you and you're only 300, you shoot them any which way you can. And I think we are in a very similar situation. We are very few compared to the patriots, the real patriots. I mean, the people that voted for Trump, yeah, we are about 80 million, and we are a lot. But the people that really act is not really that many. But we cannot take prisoners. We cannot let these people, you know, we cannot turn the other cheek. For as much as I want to, you know, maybe in ideal times, yes. But in these times, I don't can do that.
You're exactly right. And I'm glad that we're going in this direction because it's important that people actually take action in regards to literally doing something rather than just sharing a post or making the comments. I mean, it's at the point, and you know, a lot of people, I think, and you know, let me know what your thoughts are on this. They're still busy doing normal life things. They're going to events. They are raising the kids. The kids are out of school right now, but they'll be back here shortly. But they're still doing things, projects with them, and a lot of them are on, like, say, traveling teams. So things are year-round with kids nowadays, where things are happening on the weekends, and you're working, and you know, you might be working two jobs depending on what's going on. So everybody's got activities. They're doing things. So you've got a small amount that actually are going to the school board meetings. They're the small amount that, and it's growing, right? And a small amount that's going to the city council meetings and getting involved, maybe running for office, or at least trying to get some of this insanity turned around. But it's not nearly enough of everybody, because I don't think most people are paying attention enough to the right messages that are coming from the right people, meaning correct, not necessarily left or right, because there's no such thing as left or right anymore. It's all of us versus the elected elite and all the other parties, meaning, you know, the bigs, all of these, everybody that runs all of our lives. But I think people aren't realizing how bad it really is when I say infestation. They're just getting that sample. They got the sample when the kids were home from school and they are watching what they're learning. And they're like, wait, what is that? Where is this coming from? And they're like, no, this is what we learn in school, mommy. You're like, oh, heck no, this is not on my watch. And so that started it, right? Because they got a chance to see. But then again, the parents should have already known what the kids were doing. They should have been more involved. But that's the problem with the conservatives. That's the problem with, you know, I'll use the word Republican. That's the problem. We all were busy doing all these things. Meanwhile, the people on the left, they've been literally working on this plan for years, 20, 30, 40 years with the infestation. So all of their players are in place. You know, they've got groups that they pay to go loot, steal, all that. Those people, most of them are paid, and that's their full-time job. And then we come up and we're like, well, we got to start a group. And then all of a sudden there's like four people that show up because that's the group, because it's real people that are busy, that are doing things. Meanwhile, the other side has 400 people, and that's what they get paid to do. That's what they do for a living. So, we're up against a machine that is professionally run in all different aspects. So it's going to take more people.
You're absolutely right.
It's going to take more people to do much more stuff.
And that's why I brought up, you know, the story of Gideon, because, you know, with 300 people, he defeated 10,000. And I don't think that they were exaggerating. I think that, you know, some of those stories, they are very factual, because, you know, the people that were writing, they didn't want to really lie in face of God. So I think that, you know, the people that wrote those stories, they were very careful to actually say as much as possible the truth. So we should not be afraid that the enemy is outnumber us, at least in terms of the people that are actually doing the fighting. The problem is that you have, like you said, there's a lot of people, you know, tens of millions that, for example, a lot of the people that on Facebook, that on the social media, that they talk to me or whatever, they say, yeah, but you know, when it's Trump coming back? When is he doing this? When is he doing that? Listen, wait a second. You had 4 years where you were on the sideline cheering up, and he was taking all the flack. And, you know, yeah, maybe you send him a $5 or $10 donation. But other than that, and other than, you know, a little I like it or thank you, you know, on social media, you really didn't do anything. And now you're just waiting for somebody, you know, maybe it might be Trump, or it might be, you know, if you're more religious, you know, the second coming or whatever it is, you're waiting for somebody, for God to intervene, you know, in this total mess and intervene in your life. Well, that's not the way it works. You know, forget about, you know, having, you know, something coming from heaven or Trump coming back and doing some amazing thing, you know, with the military or whatever. Forget about that. You know, you have to do your part. Your part will be very small. I mean, some of those people that were with Gideon, all they did is they set up fires on the hills. Some of them, they banged the drums and they banged their armor, and they all that noise scared the enemy. So that's, in my opinion, that's the job that we can do on social media, because with just a very little, you know, just a few minutes a day, and some people are on the phone a lot more than that, but just in a few minutes a day, you can repost, you can send something to your friends, or you can pick up the phone, or if you're in some, you know, at the store or whatever, you see a friend, hey, by the way, did you hear about, you know, Michelle's...
yeah, did you hear about Michelle's awesome show? Go to it. Yeah. Thank you for the plug. I'll let you say it again. Go ahead.
All it takes is just a little thing sometimes, and they can have a big repercussion because we are not afraid. We have, you know, our shoulders, you know, there's somebody behind us. And so it's the enemy that really is supposed to be afraid. Right now they are emboldened because they won the elections, they steal, they cheated, they did everything that they are good at. And for whatever reason, you know, they were allowed to do that. But they are really the ones that go around with three masks, you know, and they are the ones that are really afraid. And they were afraid of Trump. And they are afraid of us. They are afraid of anybody that has integrity, that really knows what's going on, and that especially anybody that is not afraid to say the truth. So, you know, we are stronger, and all it takes is for our crowd, you know, to really, our patriots, our saints, to really do just small conditions. You know, just like Jesus said, you know, all you have to do, you have to do these miracles is to fast and pray. In other words, you make some small sacrifice, small. You don't have to, you know, go out there and set yourself on fire. You know, the Buddhist monks did that, but that didn't help anyway. So we do some small sacrifice, and, you know, we pray. And the two things combined, they can actually send those 10,000 running for the hill. And then the few of us that have a sword will take care of them.
You know, I'm glad that you also mentioned how they're afraid of us. They're afraid of people that have courage because they have none. They are afraid of people that tell the truth because they're full of lies. They're afraid of people that support freedom because all they want is tyrannical control of 100%, because it goes back even to, you know, look at policies. All of their policies are bad. So they never want you to really know what the policies are. They're just going to say, oh, well, we'll just get it done. And then when you look at them, you're like, this is a disaster. Like, did you not go to like kindergarten and learn that 2 and 2 is not 15? Like, where did this come from? Like, how could you miss these days in school when they were at the very beginning? You know, a lot of the things that they put into motion just don't make any sense. There's lacking of common sense that it's unbelievable. But I'll give you a couple specific examples. We've got a lot of people here in Arizona that started going to the school board meetings and started going to the city council meetings because it was just getting out of control, right? It was getting out of control. So there were my friend Patty Porter, who is was working on the illegal alien hotel issue that we have here in Arizona. I think I filled you in on that when we were on the phone, and she went with a couple of the moms. You know, they were like These women are in their 50s, you know, about 5'8 and below, she said, in height. And, you know, real scary crew, right? Right, right. And they're in 50s and 60s. So they went into the school board meeting, and there was 11 of them, you know, similar to like an Antifa, you know, like a BLM group, you know what I mean? They went into the school board meeting. I'm joking. I'm joking, by the way. So, you know, this tough group of mamacitas, the patriotic mamacitas, they went into the school board meeting, and they almost got arrested because they wouldn't put their masks on. They actually got threatened to get arrested for not putting on a mask, which that's against the law, but nobody's following the law anymore. Nobody's following the Constitution. They ripped it up like Nancy did Trump's speech. And so one person said, you know what I'm going to do is I am going to take one for the team. I am going to put on the mask just so I can get inside the building, because they wouldn't let them in without not being maskless, God forbid, maskless, because, you know, they don't do anything that's scientifically proven. It's just one big thing for power and control. And they had notices from those 11 moms that said, we want you to remove the mask mandate for the kids. This is insane, blah, blah, blah. And she took one for the team, went in, dropped off the notices, get her little minute speech that you're allowed to do. They left, and then a couple of days later, they got a letter saying that we've made it optional for the kids. This is the Tempe Unified School District here in Mayor Corruption County, Anarchy, Arizona.
Yeah.
And so it only took 11. 11. See what I mean? They're
scared. And I think
it's 11.
Yeah, and there's a lot more stories like that because, you know, I know, for example, you know, Kelly Ward there in the GOP leader in Arizona. I've been there many times, especially in Tucson. I love the state of Arizona. It's a great state. It's done great people. And you guys are now at the
governor.
At the eye of the tornado.
Yes.
And, you know, that's wonderful. I mean, and you're absolutely right. That's all it takes. Sometimes just a little act of courage can actually, you know, let the dam, you know, fall apart. And that's what happened in the Soviet Union, you know, way back in 89. You know, like at that time, the Soviets, you know, the Russia looked like the most powerful nation on earth. They had people everywhere, including the United States and everything else. And then all of a sudden, from one day to the next, all of a sudden, you know, the walls crumble. You know, Berlin is just reunited, and Perestroika, and all of a sudden, you know, they just, everything falls apart. And I think it's going to happen also to China. I mean, right now, China looks so powerful because they print a ton of money a day, and not only, but they get their money, most of all, from us. Because if they didn't have the United States to sell to all of their garbage, including the fentanyl and all the other drugs, you know, they wouldn't have that money. So, you know, I mean, there is ways for these people to actually collapse. And it only takes the good people to, you know, do the right thing for long enough without fear, and they will collapse. And, you know, I mean, I like to talk more about politics than religion. I'm not a pastor, and that's not my job. But, you know, you were talking before about fear. Well, fear comes from, you know, the enemy of God. And the reason why the enemy of God is full of fear is because he knows what he did and what he's doing. And that the fear comes from the fear of, you know, of being afraid of God and being afraid of what nature itself is going to turn against those people. And so, you know, that's why we're not afraid, you know. And if sometimes you're doubtful if you should or should not, don't. It's a decision you make. Don't be afraid. That's all.
Well, and we talk about this a lot. I try to bring it up every episode because it's something that they've been really good at brainwashing people. I mean, that's actually part of the plan, right? We can talk about that on Monday. And and they want you to be afraid. They want you to be afraid of your own shadow. And they've gotten a lot of people to buy into that. But fear, you know, fear's all in your head. It's fake. It's not real. And it stands for false evidence appearing real, and it's not. It's made up. It's something you could literally switch at the snap of a finger. You can switch it so that the fear is gone. It's all manufactured by bad. It's a bad feeling. It's a bad treat. And speaking of bad, and I want to talk about the money thing after I make this point, I want everybody to remember that the politicians are public servants. They serve the public, which means you. They work for you. You don't work for them. And they need to follow the laws. They need to follow the Constitution. And most of these states, the governors are not. Well, the governors are in some states, they're doing okay. Some of them, they're not doing all of following the Constitution. And then the ones that are, you've got layers within the states, depending on who's in there, that they're not. Just it's happening here in Arizona. And you would think, well, Arizona's a Republican state. Well, we don't use the word, we don't even need to use the word Republican, because there's so many rhinos running around Arizona. It's like a wild zoo. You know what I mean? And these rhinos are just literally, because they've been around for eons, and you know, they don't like change. They hate, that's why everybody hated Trump, because he came in and he kind of, you know, like, on the Real Housewives of New York or New Jersey, when she flipped the table, he said, hell no. And that they don't like that, because as of Marjorie Taylor Greene, our buddy, the notorious MTG, she's a congresswoman, right? She's literally the one politician who stands up for we the people constantly. And that's why they come after her. She's on episode 213 for anybody who wants to tune in. It's really great. And she had said they run D.C. like a business. And that's how they all make so much money, because they're all colluding with one another. The left or right is one big uniparty, elected elite with all their friends. And we're leftovers. We're debris. We're not even useful idiots. That's how they view us. So everyone needs to keep in mind that they work for us, especially on these local levels. And you need to go push back, because once you push back, they cave. They do. They cave because they're afraid. And some of them just walk out, like that school board meeting, I think it was a couple months ago, when everybody started jumping on the bandwagon of the school boards, which who cares what it takes to get everybody on board at this point? I don't care, as long as everybody starts. And that's when the whole school board just left and said, we're out of here. We're not taking this. What? You're not going to, you know, you mean you don't like having to be accountable to do your job? Okay. So now you're going to quit. Well, then good. Let's go ahead and bring in some people who will. So it's going to take that for everybody to do. And a great way to start is to listen to a few of the episodes of the groups that we've been having showcased on the show, and then join them. Some of them are just doing some digital stuff. A lot of them are meeting in person. A lot of them are sharing where the events are and encouraging the whole. I mean, there's so many. They're nationwide and here in Arizona. So I made it really convenient for everybody. I worked hard on this, you know, because I don't have a life. I'll just constantly work on this show and this platform, which is kind of insane, but it is what it is. So if you go to the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com, and you go to that magic tab, which is the take action tab, because that's what we're talking about, taking action. And if you look, you will see the page that says must follow and join people, groups, organizations, and companies. And I want you to scroll. So not only there's a banner that talks about the group, if you click on that, it goes right to their website, right? You don't even have to think. You just have to move your finger, just one finger. And to the right of that, the graphics, you could listen to the episode from the founder or the influencer or the owner, so you could learn about what their organization or their company or what they do. And that's how you can start doing things you need to do. And this is for business. This is for health. This is for taking action. This is for nonprofits that help many, many things. Primarily, we focus on veterans, animals, children, and freedom fighters. And let's see, what other category did I add? Legal, right? We've got the legal groups. We've got our media in there. So check that out. Start there. And we're going to be adding more people. So I wanted to make sure that I made that clear for everybody. They work for us. They work for you. And now you know where to go. so you can start taking action, because George says you need to do it now. George, mention about the money. Mention about the money. You mentioned something about China. How could we disable them kind of on our own? We've got, say, there's 80 million people here that have a little bit more love of country than the other part. What do you think we could do?
Well, I think that the movement of, you know, Made in America, you know, already had started, you know, and Trump definitely, you know, did push it a lot, you know, and not only the Made in America by American, but also bringing back some of the big manufacturers, including Apple and some of the other, you know, high-tech industries. You know, we should support that by buying what we know is made in America, and not, you know, give in for like a couple of dollars and buy on Amazon something that is $39.95, but it's made in China, and you don't know what it's made with, and you know who is made by, you know, a whole bunch of slaves. You know, we should spend a little bit more, you know, maybe 45, and buy something that is made in America. And by supporting, you know, our own businesses, and by taking away from the enemy, we are actually making our side stronger, and at the same time making the enemy side weaker. So even those small things, you know, you are in the 7-Eleven, instead of buying a Coca-Cola, buy a Pepsi-Cola, you know. It's a small thing, but you know what? The guy that's behind you, and they see you, and they understand what you did, he's going to take his six-pack of Coke, put it back, and go and buy a six-pack of Pepsi or whatever. But those things are going to have an impact, even the smallest thing, because you never know who is looking at you. And you might create something that is going to have a chain reaction, just like an avalanche. An avalanche starts with just a small little piece of snow that rolls down the hill, and before you know, it becomes an avalanche and submerge everything. So that's what we can do. You know, we have to start with our small actions in our neighborhood, with our neighbors. We can go on social media. We can do those little actions there. We can send those $5 to the politician that is really working out for us and is really, you know, supporting us. And that's what we do. You know, we don't have to do some huge, humongous things. But when you add all that in, that's when you're going to have the tremendous results that we did with Trump. Nobody expected that, but we did. We did it. And we can do it again. And I'm sure that not only in 2024, we absolutely have to do it in 2020. We have to take our country back. We have to take back the Senate and the House of Representatives, governorships, state legislators, mayors, county, you know, executives. You know, those lawyers that you mentioned, those are the people that can not only run for office, but they can also help, you know, the people that want to run for office. And that's what we have to do. We have to take our country back. We have to.
We need to get rid of the rhinos. That's going to be the new campaign. Get rid of the rhinos, because they're just as bad. It's almost they're worse, because you expect them to be doing the job, and meanwhile, they're stabbing us in the back and just pretending that they're going along with the motions. Because, you know, it's I really haven't heard much out of a lot of them nationally.
Yeah, but be careful. You know, Michelle, I love you, and you're doing a tremendous job, but let's be careful, because if we are going to, you know, have one of these rhinos lose just to be replaced by an extreme left Democrat.
Not like that.
So
we need to
we
have people that.
We can replace them if we can have some real patriot on our side. Absolutely, I'm 100% for that.
Yeah,
but
we
have
can't,
to do it.
We
with
candidate.
Them.
Yeah.
Right. But if we have a Rhino and we don't have anybody that can, do him, better to have the Rhino than to have an AOC or some of Pelosi's little minions.
This is like a little movie. It's like your henchmen. And thank you for clarifying that. And I will make sure that I more specific when it comes to that, because of course we don't want anything that he has any of this left leaning Marxism, because it's not socialism anymore. It's Marxism. I've been saying that since January. So I'm glad that there are people coming around saying it's Marxism. I said, we've jumped over socialism. They are full blown Marxism. That's what I'm trying to, get people to realize how far gone they are in that direction. And by they, I mean not only the elected elite, the people that are in the entities and in the government that are actually making decisions that don't require legislation, that don't require approvals from anybody that is going to give checks and balances. They're in the system already.
Yeah.
So they're just doing it. Don't know about it because they're not broadcasting it. It's like the zoning. That is so much bigger than what most people really understand. It's like an iceberg, and we just know the little bit of the tip. But what the big agenda and the destruction is really what's still underneath the surface. And it's not underneath the surface.
But let me tell you.
Because it's not happening. It's because you don't know about it.
You're right. But let me tell you something, because I know that you have a very big Latinos or Spanish-speaking population in Arizona, just like we have here in Florida. And one thing I can tell you is that we have seen in the last 2 years an uptick of people that, Latinos for Trump and other groups like that. Unbelievable. If before there was 30%, 35% that actually were Republican or conservative among the Spanish-speaking here in Florida. We are now, the truth is that we are now at 60%, and only because the other 40%, they are not Marxist, they are not Democrat, they just don't want to say anything because they don't want to lose their job. But the point is that even the new immigrants, even the ones that just came off the boat or just, went over the Rio, they are the ones that know what it is like over there. And they are the ones that they won't say anything because they are afraid of the consequences. But deep inside, when you talk to them on one-on-one, when nobody is listening, they tell you, yes, George, I know what it is. I know very well. And if I can vote, you bet your ass I am going to vote for the real patriots, the real Americans, and not for these communist guys. They tell me this every day. And so only because somebody is speaking Spanish or doesn't mean that inside they don't know what's going on. Sometimes they won't say it, or sometimes they might even pretend to be on the left side only because they're afraid either for their jobs or their families or whatever. But deep inside, especially the people that come from South America or Central America, they know exactly, they know better than you and me what the real face of communism is. And, they're going to try not to let it happen over here. So we have to look for, supporters, and we have to look for alliances where the Republican Party never went. I have a good friend, Michael, in Miami. He is the guy that's always behind Trump, with that big sign, Blacks for Trump. And he's the leader of the Blacks for Trump. Yeah, Maurice. He's a wonderful
guy.
Yeah, oh, I know him. I know him from 2015. He was in my house in New York, and we took pictures. I took them to some of the rallies because, you know, the security wouldn't let him too close to the president. And I said, don't worry, he's a friend of mine. He's okay.
Yeah, you know,
he's
it's
okay.
Okay.
I had to fight for him. But the thing is that even in the black community, and the same thing in the black community, you know, you have the same situation. Not just Michael, but other people, they told me the same thing. I say, hey, George, I have a rat, but I cannot put it in the hood. You know, if I do, the least that's going to happen is they're going to spit on me. The worst, they're going to stab me. So I cannot do it. You know, the moment that I'm going to go to those polls, you know, hey, you know, your vote is with, my vote is with you guys. So even the black community, at least here in Florida, I cannot speak for Arizona or other places, but at least in Florida, pre-Trump, you know, you had like about 10% of the you know, official black population voting Republican. Now we are, the official numbers are about 40%. And the Democrats are scared stiff, and that's why they bring all of these, you know, want to be black guys, you know, to run for office, like, you know, in Georgia and all these other places. And the real black, they go, hey, these guys are not from the neighborhood. These guys, they don't know what they're talking about. What are you talking about, defund the police? We want the police. We want more police. There's not enough police. So, you know, we created some groups like, you know, grandmothers for, you know, for safe streets and things like that. They don't have the Trump word on it, you know. But those groups, you know, grandmothers for security, you know, these are grandmothers like, you know, Diamond and Silk. You know, they know what's going on. And they, you know, it's not a matter of being afraid. I mean, you go in this neighborhood, and you will be a fool to go around with a black, with a red hat, you know, with a Trump hat. It's not a matter of being brave. It's a matter of being stupid, you know. So, you know, some of these guys are my friends. If they go to my house, I love them. You know, we'll break bread, whatever. But, you know, to go in the neighborhood, you know, at night, 11 o'clock at night with a Trump hat, that's not very smart. It's not a matter of being brave. It's a matter of being stupid. So if they don't do it, I'm not going to do it either. So,
right.
you know, again, like Jesus said, you have to be smart like serpent, pure like dove, and I'll add, and you have to carry a big freaking stick.
Exactly. You know, you got to carry that big stick, everybody, and you got to stand for something, right? You love this country. You like, let's just pretend that, your life was like it was 5 or 6 months ago, but you're in now. So you like that life. You like the life you had. You liked everything that you had, or even go before COVID. I don't care. I just want you to do the visual. I want you to realize how much you love where you are. You love this country. You love your job. You love your family. You love your community. You love freedom. You love God. Okay. So you've got to stand up for it. You've got to stand up for it because we don't have a lot of time left before they have the ability to take away even more of your freedoms because that's what they're doing.
That's true.
And it is coming quickly. It is coming quickly because they have the ability to override things. Like if they pass this disastrous human infrastructure, which there's no such thing as human infrastructure, okay? Just like their critical race theory, there's one critical race. It's the human race. It's not a theory. It's a fact. End of story. What else is there to talk about? Okay, that's it. We just kind of wrap that one up real quick. But the transhuman, it should be the transhuman infrastructure program. It's $3.5 billion, and it is so loaded with things that literally will take away so many freedoms and destroy that will destroy the country, and they actually have the ability to pass it. It's just so things like that. There's a lot on the line, and most people are just not they're just not aware of that. So it's I just want to read a quick quote, and then I know George has got to go because he's got a life and he has things to take care of. He can't sit here all day and talk to me. I just wanted to share.
I love this. To talk to you. You are great.
You got a life. You got things to do. What did you just say? I didn't hear you. You cut in and out.
I said you are great. You're doing a fantastic job. And we have to do more things. And I'll be happy to be on your program anytime you want. Just call me anytime. If I have the time, I love to spend an hour with you.
Oh my God, it's been an hour.
I love the great state of Arizona, and I wish you the absolute best. And if any of your listeners want to buy one, my latest book, you'll find it on Amazon, unfortunately. And it's called The Value Matrix 2.0.
The Value Matrix 2.0. I think you need to send me an autographed copy. I'd like your John Hancock on that so I can put it on my
Absolutely.
Shelf and showcase
Done
all
it.
The awesome
I'll
partners.
Send you 10 copies. I'll send you 10 copies so you can give it as a gift to whoever
audience.
You want to.
We'll do it a little trivia game. We'll make them learn history, freedom, the Constitution, something. So we'll do that. That'd
Amen.
Be awesome. Thank you. Yeah, that is definitely that is a great idea, my friend. So thank you for coming on. Do you want to give your website real quick, or do you want to keep everything on the down low? Because I know that
down low. You know, as I said,
all right, that's cool.
My groups right now they are a little bit, you know, underground and. But support anybody that stands up for what is right and what is true.
All right, that works. You're gonna be our eyes on the under the ground, but in a good way.
Amen.
All right. Thank you, my friend. You have a fabulous weekend. What did you say?
Me too.
Oh, you're too
we'll
funny.
We'll keep an eye on the swamp.
Oh, I tell you, it's worse than that. It's literally, it's the swamp and hell had a baby. That's Washington D.C. Yeah, it's that bad. the hell and swamp had a baby and they ended up with Nancy Pelosi. That's pretty much, yeah. There you go. There you go. That is a good analogy. We'll leave it at that for now. All right, Mr. George, thank you so much, my friend. Go fight freedom in Florida. You're welcome.
Amen.
You're awesome, man. Thank you. Thank you, sir. Keep up the great work.
Thank you. Thank you.
You're welcome. You're welcome. All right, my goodness. I didn't even realize it was 2:30 already, and he was supposed to come on for 20 minutes. He said, Michelle, I got about 20 minutes, and I just, it's what happens when you get some people in there that love this country, that want to help, that have solutions, that want to get everybody engaged. So one of the quotes that I wanted to just read I'm going to do a couple of them today. I think you guys need to hear a couple of them. Keep in mind, the politicians work for you. You don't work for them. You need to remind them they work for you. You pay their salaries. And once you have that mind shift change of who is in charge, which is us, we the people, it won't be so scary to go to a school board meeting. It won't be so scary to go to a city council meeting. It won't be so scary to go to a county board meeting, which I think we're going to go check those out because they seem to be the clog in the wheel, or shall I say the cog in the wheel here in Merrick Corruption County. I'm not sure how you can get a subpoena that says you need to do this. And then they say, no, we're not going to do that. And we're not going to do that. And we're not going to do that. And that doesn't make sense to me. But somebody sent me a subpoena. And I said that I would probably be in a similar situation like the people that are being held who were near the Capitol on January 6th. Listening to a lot more of that this morning. We're going to talk about that next week too, but it is insane what these people are going through when they're not getting hearings. They're in 23 hours of solitary confinement. They're not even being told what they're being charged with. A lot of them, they have horrible attorneys that are public defenders. It's probably by design. Their families are actually like collapsing because there's no income coming in because they're in jail. Apparently there's not good stuff that's going in this special jail they set up. But the good thing is, well, the only good thing is that all of them that can come together, because some of them are isolated, unbelievable. A lot of these guys didn't even do anything. They weren't inside the Capitol. But you can, what did I hear last night? I got to rewind one of the shows. Well, rewind, fast forward, whatever. And it gave what the one guy was charged with. But he didn't touch anything. He didn't burn anything. He didn't destroy anything. He wasn't inside the Capitol. But it had to do with something with being like near a statue. Something along those lines. Near it. Something crazy. And it's literally, that's what they were charging him with. But you could take down a statue. You can spray paint it. You can knock its head off. You can throw it in a river. You can light it on fire. And that's okay. But if you stand near it, bad. You're going to jail. And your hearing isn't going to be, for a lot of these people, something like in a year from now. Yeah. It is. It's insane. And but anyway, we're going to get more information, talk about that, get some of those guests on the show, because it's just crazy. A couple quick quotes, and then I am going to wrap it up here, as I really don't like going past the 2-hour mark. But sometimes the guests, they've got good stuff. So as I said, you got to take a stand, guys. You got to pick a lane. Pick a lane. Do you love the country or not love the country? Okay, check that box. Right. If you love the country, then you need to. Join a group. You need to join a group, whether it's on a social media group where you're actually being some sort of active, or you need to go to check out the groups that I've had on the show and the influencers and the people that are actually doing things in the nonprofit organizations. Literally, Take Action Tam, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. That's the website. Go to the Take Action Tam, and there are all the website pages that are underneath there. Follow and join, and then just scroll. You can go directly to their website by clicking on the banner. You can listen to the episode they were on by clicking the graphic to the right of that. And you should all join one business one. One, because you know, we need you to be making money, right? A business one. You can join a take action one. And you join a personal kind of improvement, personal enhancement one. We're going to add a couple more of those. I got to get back into that. Well, kind of like but anyway, there's no reason why you can't do that. But the take action. Remember, this is not about politics anymore. That went out the window. There's no left. There's no right. It's elected elite versus we the people. They're on a mission to destroy us in this country, and we can't let that happen. So what do we need to do? We need to stand up for, you know, everyone's saying, well, stand up for my kids. Your kids aren't even going to be, they might not be around. At the rate that we're going on what's transpiring. So you just need to do it for the present time. It's not the future. It's now. I'm doing this to save our country now. I'm not doing it for future generations. Because, I mean, if that's the incentive you want, then that's fine. But it literally, you're doing it for now. I'm not doing it for my kids' future. I'm doing it for my kids now. I'm doing it for now. I'm doing it for the people now. Yeah, I get emotional. Anyway, quick quotes, and then we're wrapping it up. So I want you to check out those groups. Remember, you're supposed to get up an hour early each day. That'll give you an extra time to engage on social media the right way, not meaning, you know, sharing what you had for lunch. Nobody cares. Don't waste your time like that. There's not a lot of time in the day to be, you know, making yourself a better person rather than looking at what somebody had for lunch. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter what they had for lunch. Only matters if they came over and delivered it to you or they cooked it for you, then it matters. Other than that, nope, it doesn't matter. So make sure you get active. And then, of course, the business tip I gave you, you're going to write out your purpose statement. And you're going to do that. You're going to say the Our Father before you get out of bed. You're going to read your purpose statement out loud. You're going to give gratitude. And then you're going to put your feet on the ground. You're going to get out of bed. Then you're going to try it for a week. Let me know how it goes. I will let you know how it goes. I'm starting mine tomorrow. So as I said, you need to take a stand, right? So those who stand for nothing fall for anything. Keep in mind, the only thing necessary for the triumph of evil is for good men to do nothing. I know we've shared a lot of this subtle information today. Just go to the website, everythinghomeresourceplatform.com. Take action tab. Everything is there. Check out the marketplace. Remember, if you buy products and services that are on there from well-known websites and brands, 57 of them, I think I'm going to break that down and actually just share with you a little bit more of the details on the ones that I use. share with you the success stories I've had, and then you know a little bit more about the marketplace. But go check that out. It's a marketplace tab on our website. And 2 to 20% of your total purchase goes to our nonprofit partners helping veterans, animals, children, and freedom fighters. That's pets, kids, and freedom. And you're never going to pay more than if you went to the websites directly. But going through our website will allow you to actually generate that donation from the companies. The companies are doing it. They're not charging you more, so don't worry about that. And you usually get a discount. You usually have all kinds of specials and codes and all that fun stuff. So once you get to the website, the marketplace website, just scroll into whatever section you want. I did it in tabs too. So there's each category has a page. And then just click on their company graphic. You will see that. And that'll take you directly to their website. But it tags you so the money can be tracked. So just check that out. Go buy some patriotic gear. Go buy some patriotic gear. And go buy a bunch of other things. That would be great. And don't forget MyPillow, MyPillow.com. You can go directly there. Just make sure you use the promo code HOME, H-O-M-E. You can go on our website. You can go directly to MyPillow.com. H-O-M-E, HOME is our promo code. And Mike Lindell will donate 20% of your total purchase. They've got 110 different products, not only from MyPillow, but they also have products from small business owners, entrepreneurs, all made in the USA. So go support things made in the USA, the people who are keeping this country afloat, not like the Amazons who are destroying it. Big Box is destroying it. They're part of the plan. That's why they wanted all the small businesses shut down so that they could put them out of business. Part of the plan. We're going to be talking about that next week when I go on Alan Keyes at 11 a.m. on Tuesday, the 27th. We're going to be talking about the big plan. I'm going to break it down. I'm going to share that on the show, I think on Monday. I will share that on the show on Monday. So, yeah, go check out that. Go to pick up some products from MyPillow. Your kids are going back to school. Make sure that they're the masks. You don't want to have any masks. Kids going off to college, so they get all kinds of great stuff, towels, sheets, and they're awesome. And it's more than just pillows. And, of course, Mike is a great American who's spent tens of millions of dollars fighting for this election and the integrity and the truth. And he's doing that symposium August 10th, 11th, and 12th that is on our virtual events page. Make sure you go check out all of the different events on our virtual events page, the Common Sense Summit, today's summit with the Go Therefore conference that Dr. John Diamond was at and Dr. Mike Spaulding is putting on. He was on last Friday's show, which is episode 230. Oh, my goodness. I didn't have it in my brain. 235? Yeah, 235. Sorry about that. Yeah, a little lapse in the brain. So lots of great episodes. Go ahead and check them out. It's at the Take Action tab, and it's the Purpose Driven Partners segment. That's what these guys are. These are Purpose Driven Partners. They're our partners. They're not just guests on the show. They're partners on the platform. They're here to help. They're here to get you great information to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. So please share this platform. Share this show with your family, your friends, your contacts. Let them know this is the resource. This is the resource for everyone to use. It is free. I just don't want people to ever say, well, I didn't know where to go. I don't want to hear those excuses. So I'm eliminating those excuses. No mo excuses. Remember, it was no mo excuses March. We don't want people to not know where to go when they want to do something. So we're giving them viable, real, take action items to do, groups to join, and other resources. So when they say, I want to do something, we say, well, here's some options. Here's a list. Here's some groups. That's what we need. We're bringing them all together in one location. Because now, here's another good quote. You may choose to look the other way, but you can never say again that you did not know. That goes for multiple meanings. Multiple meanings. And so check out the virtual events. Trump's going to be here in Arizona tomorrow, so you can catch that. If you want to go live, yeah, and that's on the live events page. You can go check out the virtual events page. It will be out there too. It's going to be start with Right Side Broadcasting, which is what I put the link to, and you can watch that. Don't know yet what time he comes on, so obviously you can figure that out tomorrow. I think you can handle that one, but just letting you know that he will be here. He will be here. I think we got everything covered. Let me double check my list. Sorry, I hate when I'm not smooth and flowing. So I think what I will do. Oh, make sure you, yeah, the virtual events, Preston's events on there too. So go check that out. Preston Weeks' mindset event. I listened to it yesterday and I'm going to get the replay to listen to today's. It was two events, but you can get it. And I think it's, oh, the cool thing about his event, if you buy it, you get all the speakers. It's only $37. And the it's going to be audio version. It's going to be transcribed for the first time. This, the group they're working with is SOAR. It was the guy who founded Ancestry.com. He spoke yesterday too. He founded this new company, SOAR. It's all about AI, but AI in a good way, because he did talk about AI in a bad way. So the it's the first time that anybody's going to be using it when it's at these one of these type of virtual summits. So all the information will be categorized so you can search for it through their app and pull up the content. And you'll be able to pull up the shows. You could search it through, you could search it through Alexa, right? You could search it verbally, or you can search it by typing the text. And it does a whole bunch of other really amazing things, which is going to change the way that people are going to be getting information and how they'll be able to find it much easier. Oh, and another note, Alexa, if you have an Alexa, you can say, play the Everything Home talk show, or say the Everything Home podcast, and we come up. So Patty, our friend Patty, she had, she tried it, or her brother tried it, and it worked. It worked. We're in the AI age. The AI age, I definitely don't have one of those things at my house, because they can spy enough through every other device that's sitting in here. They don't need that. They don't need that. So anyway, all right, I will let you go. I think, like I said, I got everything. Oh, the COVID tab. I wanted to share this with you. Share this with you real quick, because it's important, because they're scaring everybody with the COVID again. And most of them are the people that are getting reinfected are the ones that are getting vaccinated. So it's just the fact that what we discussed on the show many times, especially with the doctors, Dr. Brian Artis on episode 223 and Dr. Christiane Northup episode 230, which Spotify took down twice. They send the email, right? I got to let her know that, because it's funny. And, I was talking about the COVID. So they talked about that. So basically it's the spike proteins that are in the vaccine literally eat your immune system. So when that happens is it's just a matter of time where your immune system is going to be less and less and less. So then all of a sudden you get an autoimmune disease disorder. Then all of a sudden you get something like the COVID, because it's just a form of the flu, right? Nothing scary. It's actually less deadlier than the flu. Less deadlier than the flu is COVID. It's just another strain of it. But they created this political propaganda plandemic for multiple reasons. We're going to talk about that on Monday. I'm going to lay out the timeline so that you guys can get the information, the truth. I'm going to put it into a nice little presentation, little package with a little bow on it, so that way you could share it, and then people will go, that makes sense. Yeah, they're all lying to you. They're liars. Liars, they're pants. They're beyond pants on fire. It's beyond pants on fire. So I just wanted to bring this up real quick about the coronavirus. Well, we have a COVID facts tab, okay? So go to the COVID facts tab. On there, we've got COVID treatments, medications, therapeutics, protocols. You got one that is another page about when I'm finding out information about vaccines. On there's also a great website that is, it analyzes and gives the real breakdown of the VAERS report. I put that on there also. There's the defense legal funds, and those are the groups that are defending the masks, the mask mandates, the PCR mandates, the vaccine mandates. If you got fired from your job, there's another one that the America's Frontline Doctors Legal Eagle team is doing. I'm going to put that on there too, about kids that were forced to take the vaccine to go back to college. They've identified a couple states. And of course, Thomas Wren's episode two, when was Tom on the show? Episode 226. They're always filing a lawsuit between the Make Americans Free Again, Dr. Pam Popper, episode 214. That's a great episode. Talk about, she knew all of this before it even really kicked into gear. Very insightful. That'll put things into perspective for you too. And Thomas Renz, this episode 230, and he's also working with America's Frontline Doctors and filing lawsuits to protect the people from all this tyranny and illegal activity. Illegal. It's illegal. It's illegal to force you to wear a mask. It's illegal to make you get a vaccine. It's illegal for you to have to be get a PCR test. So it's just a matter of time for all of this to go through courts or whatever. But there's just too much collateral damage in the meantime, including deaths. So a lot of breaking news. I just don't have time to give it to you. I think you are done hearing my voice, but please go check out the COVID facts tab and the pages underneath that. So there's the treatments and the medication. So if you need HCQ, you need ivermectin, you need budesonide, those are resources on there to get them from doctors, right? So it's not black market stuff. It's real doctors, telemed visits, that kind of stuff. And there's also protocol on there for what you can take to just boost your immune system in general. You should have a strong immune system to fight off anything and to feel better. So Dr. Brian Otters has one and Dr. Zev Zelenko has one. I'm currently on it. It's like you take 5 days in a row of HCQ. And I didn't do this before because I didn't worry about it. But now, you know, they're really pushing it now. So whether or not that anyway, I can go into more. I'm going to save it for Monday. So you just need to keep your immune system strong. So I'm doing the protocol from Dr. Zev Zelenko. You can do it too. And, you know, you got vitamin D, you got your zinc, your vitamin C, your quercetin, you know, some HCQ is all good. So go check that out. Get yourself healthy. Share it with your family and friends. Make sure you connect with us on social media. I'm going to be adding on the other platforms where we're going to be more active. We're going to get on the Brighteon. We're on it, but I need to be active. So we're going to do Brighteon. We're going to do Gab. We're going to go get her. We're going to get her because there's just like literally no point for Facebook anymore because, you know, I'm still going to do it, but that's not where the peeps are. And that's not where the truth's getting out. So if you want the truth, you got to check out these other alternative platforms, and that's okay. That is okay. And then, of course, you can follow us on the Rumble. They haven't been censoring like they were doing before. So I thought that was interesting. Well, no, but I have to say they have. They've been posting the videos, right? So before they were suppressing the videos and not posting them. Well, I would post them, but you don't get the notification from the email. That's kind of like their shadow banning. But if you look at the numbers of views, that's where I noticed the pattern, because a lot of these shows should have much more views based on views of past shows with similar guests or guests that weren't as high caliber. That's where their version of the shadow banning is, you know, with the key search words or whatever. They still run the show. It doesn't matter. Everybody, they're all bad except for Frank Speech, Mike Lindell. This getter seems to be really good. Of course, Mike Adams over Brighteon and Cloud Hub. Don't forget Cloud Hub, Jeff Brain over Cloud Hub. So we're going to be, our Cloud Hub channel is up. It is up channel 215, I believe. And we're going to be streaming on all the platforms starting on Monday. Yeah, I'm going to get in my little refresher course and figure that out. All right, so you've got lots of information, lots of things to do. And if anyone out there is listening and you're a group that is taking action, contact us. We'll get you on the show. If you are somebody who is individual who is taking action, contact us. We'll have you on the show. If you have suggestions of other groups that we should have or people on the show that are taking action, let us know. You can send us a message through social media. All the information for all of the links, right? If you all of the links, the email, the phone number, all of that is on the homepage. The graphic towards the top says links, contact and links. Click on that. It'll get you to the page. So you can't say you didn't find us, didn't know where to go. It's all right there. Remember, subscribe to the newsletter, get around to the censorship. And I just want to say thank you to everybody who's been listening live. June, 800,000 live listeners. Let's try to go for a record in July. And that was June. Sorry, that was June. Let's go for a record in July. Of our live listeners over on the Global Enlightenment Radio Network. Thank you, Big D, for pushing that out there. And, of course, everybody who's been listening on demand, we appreciate you, too. We know that you're kind of busy during the day, you got a job, but that's why I did it at noon. I did it at noon so you can take a break. So, you know, if you're actually out at a real job, not at home playing on the computer. So if you're out there, you know, sweating in the heat, doing manual labor, the stuff that makes the world go round, well, you know, I thought maybe you could have this on your phone and listen while you're taking a break, your lunch break. So that's why I did it at the nooner, 12 p.m. noon. EverythingHomeLive.com, EverythingHomeLive.com, Monday, Wednesdays, and Fridays. Live. 5 guests, 7 minute segments. Tons of tips and takeaways to grow your business, enhance the quality of your life, and make a difference, especially in your communities. And our soapbox has anywhere from 1 to 3 guests, depending on. And I'm going to try to keep it go back to the 2 hours, but if it's too much for you, fast forward, right? Too much for you, fast forward. But these guests, they're going to talk. They're going to give their time. They're going to give their content, which is amazing. I'm not going to cut them off. I'm not going to do that because if it changes one life, helps one person, then it was worth it, right? It was worth it. And if it's something that you don't care for, don't want to listen to, you can always fast forward. You can always fast forward and you can listen to it. So it maybe takes 3 days to listen to a show. So we can listen to junk that's on TV. That's just crap. And most of the, and I'd say all the news is either behind or they don't tell you the full story. And Fox is doing that too. I'm not a fan of Fox, but I do watch the Tucker. I'll watch the Tucker. I'll watch the Hannity, you know, the marksman, Hannity, the guy who used to fall off the roof. You know, a billion jobs, right? And then Laura. But they don't take it to the next step because the other shows, the ones that you should be paying attention to, you know, the messages that matter from the people you need to know about, they're all listed on our website. If you go to the, guess where, Take Action tab, it must listen to is podcasts, TV shows, talk radio shows, and live streams. Those, our partners are listed on there. Some shows that will be on the show that are coming on the show. And ones that I haven't even contacted yet, but I want them to come on the show because that's where you get the truth. That's where you get the real information. That's where they go past that line where Tucker is stopping. And Hannity, he doesn't really tell you anything. That it's not something that's literally old or it's like censored version. Laura is good, but she needs to push past that line because it's like a paragraph. They're giving you the first 3 sentences. The last 6 sentences, where all the juices, where all the facts are, where you get, whoa, really? That's the part that you're not getting, but you're getting it from those shows that are listed on our website. And of course, you want to go ahead and check out the Patriotic Media page, same place, Take Action tab, Patriotic Media page. That's where it's coming from. So a lot of those, some of those, the publications have their own shows, but a lot of them, digital print, right? Digital print plus new websites, aggregate sites. You can go in and out of those within 15, 20 minutes and just get all kinds of truth bombs. So that is fully loaded, every single one. And as I find new ones that I get introduced to, I add them on there. You just click on their graphic. It goes directly to their website. See? Ultimate resource platform. I really mean that. Ultimate resource platform. So please follow us, subscribe, reach out to us, join our community. Come on the show. You got a business? You got a nonprofit? Come on the show. All the information's there. Take Action TM. Check out the pages. Yes, there's a lot, but you have to be, accustomed to what this is offering so you know how to use it to help yourself and help others. So just spend 15, 20 minutes playing around on the Take Action tab and check out the pages. So that is my suggestion. It'll be worth your time. You will find tons of information. So now it is time to renew our faith, restore our republic, rebuild our economy, and reopen America 100%. 2:57. I'm wrapping it up here. Trust me, this is it. So once you commit, everything changes. And remember, you need to be consistent. The key to everything is consistent, whether it's your business, your life, or in your community. BLC, Take Action BLC. If you want to go directly to the Take Action TAM, you can always go to takeactionitems.com, takeactionitems.com. I'm putting together a toolbox that's going to be on there. That's something that you can download. We're going to put it in one of these, you know, funnel things that everybody has on the crazy internet. That's what these kids are doing nowadays. So that way you could share that with everybody and we can get more people to take action in all of their aspects of their lives. Remember, again, it's not political anymore. They took over. They infested every area of our lives. So that is it. So tune in Monday. And we are going to have 5 amazing guests. And on my soapbox so far is Eli Marcus. This guy's great. He has the motivation show. The motivation show is just his history. And he's a very successful businessman. He's also a business coach, business mentor. and has a bunch of other different projects and companies, and we will share that on Monday. So that is, he's at the 1 o'clock hour. All right, I'm out of here. You guys, I'm losing the live, but I'm still going to do the God Bless America and the end of the show. So make sure you tune in Monday at 12 p.m. Pacific time for another Nooner with me and all my friends. It'll be worth your while, I promise. Thank you for listening. Thank you for being patriots. Thank you for standing up for this country. You need to do that. Everybody needs to pick a lane and do something. I'm just giving you the options to do something. All right. Have a great weekend, everybody. And we'll talk to you on Monday.
If tomorrow all the things were gone, I'd work for all my life. And I had to start again with just my children and my wife. I'd thank my lucky stars to be living here today. 'Cause the flag still stands for freedom, and they can't take that away.
You've been listening to Everything Home with Michelle Swinnick. Life, laughter, and the pursuit of happiness. To meet, learn from, and hire the experts and the guests, professionals, and members of the Everything Home Socially Conscious Referral Network and Marketplace, visit everythinghometalkshow.com/episodes. And to listen, subscribe, rate, review, like, follow, comment, and share, go to www.everythinghometalkshow.com and find us on all the major listening platforms. Thanks for listening. We hope you were entertained, and we hope that you picked up some real-life, tangible takeaways from some good people doing good business and good things. Till next time, this is Everything Home, signing off.